breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There is a commonly used pain reliever that President Trump advises women to avoid during pregnancy. The drug, acetaminophen.
Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol.
The FDA notifying doctors that the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism in children. It's a claim that Tylenol's maker disputes, and there are conflicting studies on the matter. Today, the president will address the UN General Assembly in New York, and he may touch on the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza.
As global leaders gather at the United Nations this week, several U.S. allies, including Australia, Britain, Canada, and France, have announced support for a Palestinian state. The president is standing in solidarity with Israel, which adamantly opposes Palestinian statehood. The White House says the president feels such recognition won't win the release of hostages or end the war between Israel and Hamas.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In the face of intense pressure from the left, ABC is bringing back Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show tonight. The network suspended it last week following Kimmel's remarks about Charlie Kirk's assassin. Meanwhile, a second prominent Republican joining the pushback against FCC Chairman Brandon Carr.
Former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he agrees with Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who accused the FCC of overstepping its bounds with regard to the controversy over comments made by ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. Cruz said Chairman Carr's threats of possible FCC action against the network over comments made about the shooting of Charlie Kirk resembled something out of a gangster movie. McConnell wrote on X, quote, "You don't have to like what somebody says on TV to agree that the government shouldn't be getting involved." Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 59 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and no construction this morning on I-70 out around Route 40 West. So good news there. Any work they did overnight has cleared already. So right now we're good through Marriottsville Road and coming in towards Route 29. That was a big pain yesterday, but right now we're good. Both the tunnels are clear, moderate to heavy traffic already. Southbound, nothing major yet on the Beltway, but beginning to fill in between I-70 and Route 40 West over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a bit cool outside right now. Pikeville has 62 degrees, Hunt Valley 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks reacting to the Trump administration's claim that Tylenol use during pregnancy may bring an uptick in autism. Alsobrooks says the administration has drawn an unproven link between autism and pregnant women's use of acetaminophen. The senator says, once again, President Trump and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. are abandoning science, spreading conspiracy theories, and betraying American families, especially mothers. The Maryland Attorney General's office will not be filing charges against the city police officers involved in a deadly shooting in North Baltimore. Police shot and killed 26-year-old Hai Howell during a May 12th foot chase on York Road after Howell allegedly fired into an occupied patrol car. Investigators say officers gave verbal commands and returned fire after Howell refused to drop his weapon. Demonstrators gathered on Monday night to protest Wicomico County's partnership with ICE. The county has agreed to take part in the 287G program that will allow specially trained law enforcement officials to serve and execute immigration warrants on people who are in custody. According to WBOC-TV, Wicomico County NAACP President Monica Brooks says the program does not make the community safer. It forces local police to become ICE agents, calling them mass vigilantes. 6:05 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's the Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Poll numbers keep going up, showing that more and more millennials favor a socialist government as opposed to one which is capitalistic. It's not completely their fault that they are this stupid. Much of the blame can be placed on a generation which preceded them and is teaching them this nonsense on campuses of the universities across America. Socialism, among all its other faults, is really anti-God. It forces people to place their trust in the government to provide for them rather than the one who created them. Our nation was founded on certain freedoms, one of which is the right to pursue happiness. Only someone who is free from the shackles of coercive socialist government can do that. My message to those naive enough to want socialism, move to Venezuela or Cuba and let me know how that works for you. Maybe then you'll figure out that you're already in the best place on earth, and let's make sure it stays that way. This is Pastor Dave Lewis with a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off for the Jewish holiday today. Happy New Year and Lashana Tova for those celebrating Rosh Hashanah. Ravens not celebrating this morning. They fell back to 500 as they lost to the Detroit Lions 38-30 at home last night during the blackout. Lamar Jackson threw for 288 yards, three touchdowns, sacked seven times. Derrick Henry carried the ball 12 times for 50 yards and a score, but once again fumbled in the fourth quarter when the Ravens trailed by only 4 points. The Ravens return to action Sunday on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. The O's begin their final home series of the season. They'll face the Rays beginning tonight. Dean Kramer will start at the mound for the Orioles opposite Tampa Bay's Ryan Pepio. Kramer enters the night at 10-10 with a 4.39 ERA this season. Baltimore's won 5 of its 10 meetings with Tampa Bay this season. The Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys keeping you warm this coming winter.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, September the 23rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, parents are outraged at an anti-ICE poster at a classroom in Baltimore City. Scott Jennings defending Charlie once again against the left. Top story here, though, Governor Tex Moore blaming Lockdown Larry for problems with a couple of state agencies and embarrassing audits.
I think people know that accountability is of the highest priority for us in this administration. Some of the challenges that the audits have laid
out were things that did not begin with our administration. They began under my predecessor. They began before our administration came on board. But despite the fact that the findings of the audit show challenges that happened before our administration came on board, the thing that they do know from our administration is that we believe in accountability, we believe in getting to the bottom of it, and we believe in making sure that we have systems that are actually serving the people of our state.
We believe in accountability, unless it's for me. If I'm anywhere in the field, in the zone of accountability.
That is Hogan's fault.
But Mackenzie Frost, our Bulldog investigative reporter from Fox 45, she was on it, especially with the social services. That's the one where they were putting foster children in the homes of sexual predators and perverts and pedophiles. I mean, that's serious business. And then the State Highway Administration, $360 million in unauthorized funds, blowing a hole in the transportation fund.
When it comes to the SSA audit, some of the problems were still continuing under your administration. So if you say that you believe in accountability, what steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Well, again, the audit very clearly lays out that these challenges began before our administration came on board, and we have now instructed for all of our agencies to be able to be in not just full compliance, but full cooperation.
Okay, again, passing the buck. Trying to, shift blame, the man and leave no one behind, especially me, because I got presidential ambitions, baby. I can't take the blame for this. Are you kidding? Wow. Delegate Jesse Pepe, Republican, says, what are taxpayers getting for our money?
And it makes you wonder. We have taxpayers and citizens that are paying into this fund every year, and they're not getting the return.
Yeah, not only are we not getting return, we're getting hit with a $1.67 billion tax increase. Fees, permits, you name it, everything, tolls, everything is going up while these guys squander our money. But again, we're the problem here.
Yeah.
We've met the enemy. The enemy is us. And Pippi wants to know, what did Governor Moore know, and when did he know it?
I mean, the Secretary of Transportation was let go quietly and randomly, but now maybe it wasn't so random.
Well, let's talk about that. Secretary of Transportation Paul Wiefeld was resigned, retired, was fired, one of the above. And he was Governor Moore was asked by Mackenzie Frost about that.
How concerned are you about the pattern that seems to continue to go on, at least with the SSA, knowing that there were audits over previous years and those issues were never fixed?
The key in my mind is fixing it. And so when I see repeated audit findings, that's a problem. That's when we know that there has not been the effort made at the administrative level to really fix the problem. And we have a duty to taxpayers and to Marylanders to make sure that their money is spent wisely, and repeat audit findings won't be tolerated by the legislature.
What does that look like when you say that they won't be tolerated, knowing that they have been seemingly tolerated for years?
We use our audits in our budget-making process every year. They are crucial tools for us to analyze and question how agencies are functioning.
Oh,
and so it is probably the number one tool that we have to look from the prior year and impact how an agency functions for the next year.
Stop the presses! This guy just said we look at these audits every year to determine funding for these agencies. For 3 years in a row, these audits have come back bad. So what have you been doing, Senate President Bill Ferguson? Wow, we'll get to that in just a second. We will discuss. There's lots to talk about this morning.
6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, and we're in Annapolis looking at the area right at Sandy Point. Nothing major. Tractor trailers lining up for the weigh station headed east. Other than that, everybody's open. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound on the span, and then over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and eventually towards I-97. No complaints. Later on, we'll get the backup at I-97 in the 7 o'clock hour at Route 32. BW Parkway looks good. Nothing early for the ride to the Capitol Beltway, but already the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, looking at the normal delays there from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: a warm and muggy day today. High about 85. Chance of showers and storms later on this afternoon or this evening. Lows in the mid-60s. Right now, we're already 65 and clear in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. And it is time for some one-liner news. And guess who's back?
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Disney has announced that Jimmy Kimmel returns to Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. It's all part of the deal. With the Trump administration, Kimmel gets his show back, and Guillermo will turn himself into ice. It's his sidekick. Big relief for Jimmy Fallon, of course. Fallon now is no longer has that pressure to host the most unfunny television show.
That's right, yeah. Takes the pressure off because Kimmel's got that covered, fellas. Right. Right.
Maybe Kimmel will try something new. Maybe he'll make fun of Democrats for...
Oh, come on now, Sean.
Yeah, baby.
Get real.
Some of the stations aren't putting him on.
Yeah. Sinclair Broadcasting said right. No. Right. And we're waiting to hear from Nexstar.
Yeah.
As if they'll be the next one to follow suit or not.
Well, it's interesting because you know, my bet is that within 18 months, he's still gone.
Yeah.
They put him back on because he got pressure from the political left.
Fine. A lot of actors and actresses, yeah. And they were yeah. Going to boycott
because,
Disney.
Because Orange Man Bad. Blah,
yeah,
blah,
exactly.
Blah.
So they'll find a way because his ratings stink and he's making $16 million a year.
They'll do a Rachel Maddow with him.
Yeah.
You're on for special occasions and once a week.
Maybe he'll go back and do the Half a Man show.
Well, you know, it's the last time I thought he was really funny. I thought of the Man show, those two together were hilarious.
He was a just nerdy doughboy. I don't know why Adam Carolla put up with him. New York Giants trolled Taylor Swift fans when they hosted the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. The Giants put up a Taylor cam on the Jumbotron, except it wasn't Taylor Swift. It was Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, right.
the Giants are claiming victory. It might be the only one of the year for the Giants.
I'm talking about that, by the way, I want to make sure that people know that, because if I have future political ambitions, I am not responsible for the Ravens defensive scheme last night.
Yeah.
Somebody else. I think that was Larry Hogan who did that.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Not going to go anywhere. I'll say fix the defense. That's for sure. Howard Stern threatened to cancel his Disney subscription in protest of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension.
Oh boy!
Because you know Howard's such an advocate for free speech, he charges you $15 a month to listen to his. Okay, on Sirius XM. New study out shows that 90% of our daily lives we are on autopilot, performing tasks that require no conscious thought. Chuck is working on getting that number up to 100%.
That's nice. That's nice. Well, actually, I have to agree with that. You think there's any conscious thought in what I do?
No, of course not.
Is it time for a time check?
As long as the cameras are on, you're on autopilot.
Yeah. And even if they aren't, he has pithy things to say about the cameras being aimed in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And I like that part of the show.
Yeah, especially when he's calling other people out instead of us.
That's right. It's always good to have him somewhere else.
I get many compliments on my outrage.
That's good.
For these construction zones and these cameras.
Did you realize, by the way, some construction crews set up during the day, Chuck?
Yes. 95 North, Route 24, I think it's at 76. They'll be there soon.
I was so surprised.
Yes, I was too.
Well, meanwhile, the people over at State Highway are saying, you know, you're going to get on us about our camera. You do anything about that distortion on your...
Really?
Head.
Wow.
Still there?
Oh. Is it still there? I thought maybe you were really having voice problems this morning.
No.
Yeah. You're taking it over by Darth Vader.
According to the chief engineer of this radio station.
Who's that? Just kidding.
No names to be brought out.
Trump administration's new $100,000 fee for H-1B visas could result in a shortage of medical doctors. That's the bad news. The good news, now you'll be able to understand your doctor when you eventually get an appointment.
Well, this is a one-time fee or is it an annual fee?
I think it's a one-time fee.
It's a one-time fee. Yeah. If it's doctors you're concerned about, they might be able to make that up in a couple of years. It's an investment.
Finally, the White House has banned Iranian diplomats in New York for the UN General Assembly meetings this week. They won't be able to go shop at Costco.
Oh.
That'll really teach them. If you won't free your people, you won't get free samples at Costco, that's for sure.
Will it be part of the Walmart people, though? The people, because I love that stuff.
And what I think is one of the most bizarre stories of the week, Candace Owens,
who I'm not a big fan of. I will freely admit that. She's fighting back in the defamation lawsuit that she and the Macrons are, because she is claiming that Brigitte Macron is a man. And look, I mean, you can look at her, and if you put Mike, you know, Obama up against Bernie Macron, you might have a tough time, okay? But here's the thing. Candace Owens says she's going to force Brigitte to undergo an independent medical exam to ascertain whether she is really a woman. And yesterday, news came that Brigitte submitted pictures, photographic evidence that she is really a woman.
We should get them off of Pornhub.
I'm spitballing here. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe it would be a good idea to submit a DNA sample so that I think you could scientifically determine.
Photos of whatever.
No, I want to see the pictures.
Of course you do.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I want to see the pictures. I'm just nuts about it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I'm just never mind.
Enough said.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see how that thing turns out. That's a lot of money there. I think it was $200 million or something like that. I think
there should be a cage match.
Yes.
Big Mike maybe, and Macron.
Yeah, that might be the first one, the first UFC on the White House lawn.
Yes.
I think that'd be a great
one. Right where you can see it from Pennsylvania Avenue.
Then the next one, I think, would be Jasmine Crockett versus Joy Behar.
Oh,
they could call it Crockett and Tubbs.
You're evil.
He's evil, weighing Chuck. In this weight class of 301 pounds.
All right, we got to run. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. 621, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here. Next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHSC number 1566.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning. It's 623 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Home morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be an incident on Powder Mill Road, just off the ramp here at 295. A little unusual here, and it's eastbound from what it appears to be in the camera shot. Not a lot of traffic moving right now on Powder Mill Road. 295 is open, but right now we're stacked up through there. We'll keep an eye on it. No reports. May have been construction work there from overnight. We'll try to get the word on that. Still clear. No problems early on the JFX, and the morning buildups now begin on the west side outer loop as we start to fill in from Liberty Road, moving south eventually down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today, high about 85, chance of showers and storms at some point tonight, low 65, and right now 62 in Pikesville. And it is 69. Cloudy in Ocean City. Do want to make a correction. Top of the hour, so the Ravens have dropped back to 500. They're 1-2. They're a game under 500. And currently,
the Browns is the only one so far.
Yeah. So they lost the opener to the Bills, which was a close game. And then a victory at home against the Browns. And then last night, they're going to have to fix this defense. You're not going to win Super Bowls. There's a lot of games to go with. But it's,
yeah, there were no defenses on. I mean, where were they?
Yeah.
They were running through their vaunted defensive line as if the guys had taken the day off.
They need to get Derrick Henry, a great back, but yeah, he's got fumble issues, ball security issues. You lose the ball again, you're down by 4 points. So, all right, a little more on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about Governor Moore. Look, you were in the military.
Yeah.
My father was
briefly
in the military.
Yeah.
And if you were, if your superior, your command officer came to you and there was something that, you know, was your fault or was your unit's fault, would you pass the buck? Would you try to blame somebody else?
I would right away say it was a Sergeant Larry Hogan's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a guy who was in the 82nd Airborne, and he's all about accountability. He was in the military. You're in the military, you own up. You take responsibility for your actions. And, of course, obviously he's no longer in the military, and now he loves to point the finger at anyone but him. Instead of taking the lead here and saying, okay, look, you could say, look, it may have started under my predecessor, but it's happening also on my watch, and it's going to end right now, and I'm going to fix it. Mm-hmm. But we don't get that. We don't get that from Governor Tax Moore. It's just a bunch of gobbledygook and a bunch of pablum. Now, what's interesting is the Secretary of Transportation either retired, resigned, or was fired this summer, Paul Whitfield, and Mackenzie Frost asked Governor Moore about Whitfield, if it was tied to these audits or not.
Are the findings from the SHA audit the reason why Paul Whitfield is no longer the Secretary of DOT?
No, the findings of the audit have no correlation to the fact that Secretary Whitfield has had decades of service to the state. As Secretary Whitfield laid out when he announced that he was retiring, that he's coming up on his 70th birthday and he wants to spend time with his grandchildren.
Okay, well, that may or may not be true. We don't know. But the timing is of interest. You know, they get a heads up on these audits before the press does. Mm-hmm. And maybe he got a heads up like, this is not looking too good that your state highway administration has unauthorized funds of $360 million. And they've already paid it out. And that's blown a hole in the transportation trust fund. Now it's going to blow a hole in his budget, which can't be balanced right now, right? Constitutionally.
This isn't from buying the premium coffee for the coffee maker.
No.
$360 million. What do they spend that on? I mean, what were the expenses that ran it that far out of whack?
We're saying it's the vendors. You know, I don't know if there's duplicate billing or double billing or whether it's just you get these bids by these vendors,
right,
and maybe they had cost overruns. But somebody's got to tell us, you know, A, what's causing the cost overruns or these kinds of expenses, and B, you know, how does it happen? Nobody authorizes it. Nobody signs off on it.
Yeah.
You would think the Secretary of Transportation or somebody would be. Where does the buck stop? I'm not saying it's State Highway Administration is the agency that is being blamed here. And so whoever is running the State Highway Administration has got to be in the crosshairs. And then his boss or her boss has got to be in the crosshairs. So,
well, here's a question for you. If somebody gives you a bid for a project and you're running a state highway and they say, okay, I can do this 2 miles of whatever it is, new blacktop, new concrete, new curbs, whatever the case might be, and they give you a bid, you take the lowest bid or the one you think is appropriate. Why then do you have to basically say halfway through the project, oh, you need more money? Here's more money. I'm sorry, you bid this dollar.
Yeah.
Unless you can say the costs of that over the materials have gone up and prove to me that those costs of those materials have gone up, in which case we'll compensate you for the difference of the cost of materials, then no, you put your bid in, live with it.
Right. Well, Jim says in the Outer Banks regarding the military, yes, sir, no excuse, sir, it won't happen again, sir. That's the way the military handles it. Look, I think it's going to be refreshing because the last three dudes, they've had presidential ambition. And isn't it ironic that we have audits that are embarrassing to O'Malley, Hogan, and Westmore? That's why a guy like Ed Hale might be a refreshing change for once.
Yeah.
629. And, of course, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, is out there going to help sell your home. All you have to do is call Vinny. He or one of his agents will come out to your home to sit there and discuss the asking price of your home. They'll take a look at the staging, the interior, the exterior, and the markets, you know, and your zip code and comparables, you name it. And they'll come up with the asking price and the time frame which you want to sell your home. And you both agree on it. Once you agree, you sign on the dotted line. Your home is sold. It is that simple. Because he's got nearly 13,000 buyers in his database, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's the secret. That's why Vinny can make that guarantee. That's why you should call Vinny today. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And tell him I told you to call Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. It is 6:30. Time for your latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Over in Wicomico County, demonstrators have gathered. They gathered last night to protest Wicomico County's partnership with ICE. The county has agreed to take part in the 287G program that will allow specially trained law enforcement officers to serve and execute immigration warrants on people who are in custody. According to WBOC TV, Wicomico County NAACP President Monica Brooks says the program does not make the community safer. It forces local police to become ICE agents, calling them, quote, mass vigilantes. County leaders have said they are only interested in the warrant service officer program, and sheriff's deputies will not be making immigration arrests on the street. Beginning October 1, drivers caught by speed cameras in Maryland, guess what? Going to be higher fees. In May, Governor Westmore signed a bill to restructure the fines depending on how high above the speed limit a driver is going. According to the new law, drivers going 12 to 15 miles per hour over the limit will face a $40 fine, and the amounts increase to $425. $425 for drivers exceeding the speed by 40 miles per hour or more. Law applies to school zones, residential areas, state routes, and roadways like I-83 in Baltimore. New highway markers now in place on Rao Boulevard in Annapolis to honor the five Capital Gazette employees who were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. Rob Hasen, Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, Rebecca Smith, and Wendy Witters all killed when a man with a grudge against the paper forced his way into the newsroom and opened fire. Baltimore Ravens fans had high hopes for last night, but they left M&T Bank disappointed after the team's 38-30 loss to the Lions. Lions sacked Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson seven times, and for a third game in a row, running back Derrick Henry fumbled the ball and caused a turnover. More on that coming up on Stein on Sports. Right now, though, it's 6:32. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three, lottery number 042. Pick four is 4407. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels have all the lanes open. 95 a little bit slow in the left tunnel going south. I just looked at the camera on the south end. Everybody's coming out without any problem, but we're a little bunched up there on the left side going into the tunnel. The right tube is definitely clear. Don't see any problems early on the Beltway, though we're beginning to fill in near Hartford Road, coming down the west side from Liberty Road. And whatever the situation was, Powder Mill Road a little better now, but still busy, and a backup on Powder Mill Road right at 295.
I'm Jeff Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary Stein is off for the Jewish holiday. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was blackout last night for Monday Night Football, and the Ravens defense appropriately wearing black. Detroit running back duo of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs led the Lions to a 38-30 victory over the Ravens Monday Night Football in at M&T Bank. Montgomery rushed for 151 yards, two touchdowns. Gibbs finished with 67 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Jared Goff completed 20 of 28 for 200 yards and a touchdown. The Lions defense came up with seven sacks as they improved to 2-1. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson went 21 for 27 for 288 yards and three touchdowns in the losing effort. Mark Andrews finished with six catches for 91 yards and two scores as the Ravens now drop to 1-2. Lions coach Dan Campbell talks about how his team played strong, complimentary football.
Man, I thought we played complimentary football. We did exactly what we said we needed to do. We were able to corral Lamar. We didn't let Henry get going and Zay Flowers. You know, we came away with takeaways and big stops.
Meanwhile, Coach John Harbaugh says it was a tough loss for the Ravens.
Hard-fought game. Hats off to the Lions. They did the things they needed to do to win the game. And our guys fought, but we didn't do the things we needed to do to win the game. We got some things we need to get better at, things we're going to be disappointed in.
And here we go again. The Ravens now return on the road Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Birds begin their final home series of the season tonight. They'll face the Rays beginning tonight. Dean Kramer on the mound for the orange and black. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Place again, of course, from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, we still have echoes, and I suspect will for quite some time, off of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And there, some of them are just strange, it strikes me. When I hear them and see them when I'm doing show prep, Sean, putting it together, I scratch my head a little bit and think, why is this individual saying this in a particular fashion? For example, Jonathan Carl over at ABC, he says that the Kirk assassination was not a political act. Really?
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime. His alleged killer now faces the death penalty. Whatever you think of his political views, and there are many who were deeply offended by things he said, Charlie Kirk was an unwavering advocate for free speech. He welcomed debate with those he disagreed with. He did not try to silence his critics. He listened to them and tried to change their minds.
Now, that's fair enough, except it's not an either or. It can also be a horrible crime and a political act at the same time. When John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln, it was a horrible crime. It was also a political act.
Yeah, but if you're looking at motivation, though, this he said that Kirk was was filled with hatred or something. The alleged assassin,
right.
And this was about speech. This was about silencing his speech. So to me, I think that is one of the things they look. look at when they look at domestic terrorism. When you're trying to send a message, a chilling effect, when you're trying to intimidate others from speaking out, then that is an act of political assassination.
Yeah, which this was, I would argue.
Well, it is both. It's a murder, and it's a political act making it an assassination.
Then over at Harvard, you have this woman whose name is Ashley Allison. She teaches, I think she's an instructor officially at Harvard. She teaches, I think, poli-sci. And she's confused why people haven't asked her about her feelings. Honestly, you talk about solipsism. She's confused because people have not come up to her unbidden and said, Ashley, what are your feelings on this issue?
Why not have a conversation with me and say, why did that upset you? Mm-hmm. And take the moment to listen and not have a comeback. And then I should ask the question about why did you really like the things that Charlie Kirk said? That is actually how you move forward. But I don't think that there's a desire to have that conversation. And you know why? These things, social media, it gives you an ability to stand behind a tag that you never have to come up and face somebody face to face. It doesn't allow us. We've never really come back from the pandemic being so isolated from one another. If we actually can't figure that out, we could lose the right to free speech because we don't even know how to use speech properly sometimes.
Oddly, that's a bunch. Let me tell you something about liberals. Liberals, you don't have to ask them how they feel. They tell you. They'll tell you anyway, even if you don't want to know. If you don't want to hear from them, you don't want to know their feelings, you don't want to know their political opinions, they assume theirs is the majority opinion, and they will always tell you.
Yeah. By the way, she also, in addition to her job at Harvard, she was very active in the Obama-Biden administration and the Biden-Harris campaign. She was the National Coalition Director for Biden-Harris in 2020. So she has an axe to grind, as they say in this. But it's odd. Because the one thing Charlie Kirk was all about was in sitting down face-to-face with individuals and having that face-to-face conversation. So having somebody from Harvard complain because somehow people aren't talking face-to-face, did she miss the point here of what Charlie Kirk was all about? He wasn't hiding online behind some tag, as she puts it. He was going from college campus to college campus. And some would argue that Charlie Kirk was assassinated because he was effective.
Oh, yeah. Not only was he effective from a political standpoint, he was effective from a religious standpoint as well. He was responsible for young men all over this country for their political and their spiritual awakening.
But think about this. If that's the case, that you're effective and that's why they silence you, that would indicate that there are a fair number of people on the political left who are very upset when religion begins to enter the public square again, because they thought they'd excommunicated religion, in essence, pushed it out of the town square, so we weren't going to talk about that God stuff anymore. Well, I'm sorry, Charlie Kirk brought it right up to the front again and said, no, this God stuff is at the center of who we are. We need to acknowledge that and then incorporate it into our worldview in some fashion. Even if you're a non-believer, you have to understand that this country was founded on those sets of beliefs.
And this is what happens in Marxism. Madrasas, where you are indoctrinated, the pagan left indoctrinates you into this godless world of theirs, where state, the government,
the government is God,
and that's, and they've spent decades, indoctrinating young minds full of mush, as Rush, young skulls full of mush, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them. And Charlie came out to these college campuses, and he gave him a microphone, and he said, "If you disagree with me, step up to the front because I want to talk with you."
Yeah.
And he had a conversation, and it was always polite. It was always pleasant. I think
he didn't attack the people. He didn't demean them. He heard them.
The only time I saw him lose it was one time he was angry at Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks, who he was debating somebody else, and Cenk kept undermining some side comments, and so Charlie just said, "Come on, Cenk, you want to go? Let's go. Let's debate." And so that's the only time I ever saw him get animated in that kind of setting.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And I have a couple of comments coming up in a moment or two from Scott Jennings, who's been observing this from his perch over at Chicken Noodle News. What he has to say is worth hearing. That's coming up in a few right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Malaprop, with traffic.
We have a new wreck near the airport, Elk Ridge Landing Road.
right off the intersection of Route 170, close enough to the airport where people are coming out of the hotels to catch a flight now. Might be a concern there. Left tube looks a little better now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that's okay. We're backed up just to the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. 895 is now beginning to slow in the area of the Eastern Avenue bridge and back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. All of that is normal. We continue to fill in quickly on the Beltway now on the Parkville side, coming around to the ramps at Hartford Road and the west side. Outer loop delays are now going to be pretty solid. Not bad, though, moving south from 795. At least the pace is still good moving down towards I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Tuesday. A warm and muggy day today. High about 85. Chance for shower or storm a little bit later on this afternoon and evening. Lows in the mid-60s. And pretty much tomorrow, again, a chance of showers as well. Right now, clear 63 in Middle River, 68 in Stevensville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of...
Hello, Johnson!
Yeah, ooh, ah, that's how it always starts. Ooh. And later there's running and screaming.
This is my kind of a place. A new Jewish-owned and operated shooting club is catering to communal safety concerns ahead of Rosh Hashanah, which is now the Jewish New Year. It began yesterday at sundown and promises to ring in the New Year with a real bang. They're called Locks and Loaded.
I love that.
Yeah. So you get bagels and bullets at this New York Gun Club. October 7th date is coming up, and Locks and Loaded, National Tactical Firearms Training, has got a great little gimmick going on. I love it.
Yeah.
So we got to go. Unless I'm in New York. If it's in the city or not, I have to go check. Doesn't say in the article.
They have the informal kind of one in Chicago. It's just not a specific club. It's just a block, you know.
From right. Meanwhile, in Manhattan and Brooklyn, they have the bakery running. Have you ever seen this? It's a half marathon, and people run while noshing on pastries.
And check, this sounds like our kind of exercise, man.
Exactly.
Sounds right to me.
The New York City bakery run, runners stuff their faces with cream-filled croissants as they sweat to the 13-mile course, totally loading up on carbs from local bakeries along the route. So there you go, folks. You get
that's great
pastries, you get cupcakes, you get croissants, who knows, maybe you get some small cakes, some crullers, some donuts. You'll have enough carbs to make it through the entire 13-mile half marathon.
There's a new Hungarian bakery down in Canton, apparently. My son lives down in that general area. That's supposed to be really good. We should have a run right now. Let's go.
Well, okay. You start.
I'll drive.
We'll be right behind you. And finally, California Pizza Kitchen doing something wild. Its most iconic salad is leaving the restaurant for the first time in 40 years. You'll now be able, starting today, you'll get CPK's original barbecue chicken chop salad again in some 1,800 Farmer's Fridge smart fridges across the country. So they're putting in, a Farmer's Fridge is like a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can get the... these salads, which are made fresh every day by your local CPK, and they put them in these vending machines. And it's $10.99 for the barbecue chicken chop salad. It's not bad price. It's usually it's a pretty big salad.
Yeah, fill out your $10.99.
Exactly. So, but I don't know if we'll ever see Chuck actually eating rabbit food.
I just had a nice Caesar salad last night for dinner.
Did you really?
Yes.
Well, I made.
Did you put anything like on top of it? Shrimp or salmon?
Protein?
Or chicken? Any protein?
Anchovies.
Oh, you like it with the anchovies.
I make mine.
Too salty for me.
The guy from Burnt Steakhouse taught me how to make this.
There it is. Yeah. Log it. Just in case.
Now, one of the best salads in the world, Howard Avenue in South Tampa.
Do you chop up your anchovies or put them whole on top?
Chop them up.
You chop them up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's no way, basically, for people... I love anchovies, but basically there's no way for people to avoid them if they have your salad.
No, you chop them up so you don't, you know, you just kind of get a little taste of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Does Debbie like the anchovies?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Right. See, I'm not an anchovy guy. So I always get like
very salty.
I like the grilled chicken Caesar salad.
I like that too.
Or the blackened shrimp Caesar salad. I like a little protein.
I like the salmon on top.
Yeah.
That's what,
okay. All right, folks, that's enough Caesar salad for the rest of the year.
Quick update of your...
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
The morning construction guys have arrived.
Oh, good.
And they always set up in the morning, as we know. So northbound 95, Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker, they blocked the right lane. So there we go. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and by the way, don't get mad at the construction guys. They don't set the schedule.
No, they got a job. Yeah. I understand. Somebody above them makes this call.
That's right. And you are above them. Thus...
Sure I am.
Yes, and they're having problems with State Highway.
I'll take care of it.
$360 million in unauthorized funds. So maybe
much of that money spent on barter? I don't understand that.
It's gone a bridge too far.
Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Bye-bye.
Scott Jennings has been defending Charlie Kirk nonstop from the radical left assaults.
Yeah, he says that he spent hours and hours, and I have as well. Go online. I try to find this stuff. You know, use various search terms to see what are these racist comments that Kirk is accused of making. And Scott Jennings says he's spent hours going through various speeches. He can't find them.
Charlie Kirk targeted nobody. He was not racist in any way. I've listened to hours and hours and hours and hours of Charlie Kirk debates and talks, and have been with Charlie Kirk and did events with Charlie Kirk and knew Charlie Kirk. There wasn't a racist bone in his body. To say that he was continuously targeting people of color is nothing but a malicious smear on the very day that people are remembering Charlie and he's going to be laid to rest.
Yeah, and one other thing from Scott Jennings, by the way, and I've reflected on this as well, Sean, as I know you have, on this whole, we've got to come together now. We have to come together. Just come together with whom, under what circumstances?
I think we need to combine the no votes on the resolution, and then you look at the leading Democratic voices like Ilhan Omar and Jasmine Crocker who've gone out to smear Charlie before he's even had his funeral. When I hear people say we need to come together and both sides need to turn down the rhetoric, you know, a lot of people saying that need to look inward right now.
Yeah, look inward.
Well, I agree with Vice President Vance. There is no unity with the left at this moment. There can't be until they are completely vanquished and they're put in their place and they realize what they have done and what they're doing to this country. You can't unify with somebody that's constantly looking to undermine you or to defeat you.
Sean, you have people out there on the left who are very happy to go on social media and say this stuff.
This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Make them pay.
Make them pay? Yeah, thanks.
By the way, program note, Ed Hale is going to join us at 8:37 this morning react to the audits and Governor Moore passing the buck on his predecessors. So Ed Hale will be joining us at 8:37 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast, September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time for the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville. At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:53 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so whatever the problem was earlier along Powder Mill Road, right off the ramp at the VW Parkway, corrected itself. I think it was construction overnight. It's all gone now, so now the parkway is just a normal delay. Powder Mill Road, 197 through 198, a little busy southbound after Arundel Mills down to Route 32. 95 between the two beltways is clear. The outer loop is very slow already from before New Hampshire Avenue on the Capitol Beltway. It's heavy all the way around to the Georgia Avenue ramps. Beltway locally now fills in. Outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side still busy, but so far no incidents going south on the Beltway. And I would say right now we're about 5 to 10 minute delays depending on where you are south at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Warm and muggy today. High about 85. Chance for showers and storms this afternoon, evening, and into tomorrow. Tonight's low 65. Right now we're clear 63 in the city, 62 in Forest Hill. And yesterday we told you about an anti-ice poster, photograph, that was posted. And now we found out it's at the National Academy Foundation High School. It was posted in two spots at the high school, which has a large Hispanic student population. The poster depicts a federal agent with a caption, "Can't spell cowardice without ICE, I-C-E. Show your face, Gestapo scum."
Wow.
It has sparked concern among the predominantly Hispanic student body and their families, and some parents reacted.
It's racist. It could be a kid. It could be an adult, you know, a teacher. Nobody knows.
Yeah, well, I think somebody does know. Somebody needs to step forward and identify the faculty who are responsible for this. It's been up since the start of the school year.
Really?
And it is something that we're just now getting wind of it, thanks to...
So it's been up there a month.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Blanca, who was, a political activist and a bilingual, she's a tutor, et cetera, and she brought it to my attention yesterday. I want to thank her for that. But in addition to that, we have, again, this is a predominantly Hispanic school.
A lot of Hispanic kids who go here at this school. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of racial slurs and outrageous comments like that.
Does it need to be in a classroom?
No, it does not need to be in a classroom.
And yeah, it doesn't need to be anywhere in the school for that matter. You are, I understand you don't like President Trump's policy, and you may not like ICE having to come in and remove murderers and rapists and illegal alien criminals that prey on the legal, community, the immigrant community.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like that for some strange, odd reason if you're a school teacher in Baltimore City. That being said, you are attacking federal agents with this depiction of them being a Gestapo. He said cowardice. They're going out there putting themselves in harm's way, in danger every single day. They're going after these criminals. And what are you doing? You're teaching in the safe confines of a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the nerve to call ICE agents cowards. I'd like to see them out there. And parents are basically saying that, look, this has no place in front of school children in a classroom.
That's not a place for a classroom. We all can have our opinions and voice them, but in a positive manner.
Yeah, so again, in response to the controversy, City Schools issued a statement, quote, "City Schools was made aware of a poster in a classroom at NAF that was flagged as inappropriate and concerning. The poster was immediately removed. Once we were alerted, we take this matter seriously and are reviewing it in accordance with district policies and procedures," end of quote. Fox 45 is reporting two faculty members are responsible for the posters. The school district has not confirmed who is behind the message, nor have they identified those faculty members. But isn't that a great example of leadership?
Tremendous. Just wonderful. Perfect.
That's what teaching our children today is. And again, this is something. Look, I think it's amazing. You may have illegals teaching in the classroom. Okay? Because why would you be so, or maybe you have somebody that's married to an illegal that is teaching in a classroom. Or, you know, so why would they want to be, why would they be so vociferous and depict ICE agents as cowards and call them Gestapo scum? I mean, that's just not being opposed to someone's policy. That's a personal animus I'm getting from that poster. So, again, I would, certainly...
You know, you say you can't spell cowardice without ICE. Fine. Okay. Got it. I have your point of view right there. That's all you got to say. If you can encapsulate somebody's point of view within one sentence, they don't have much behind that point of view.
Well, you know, the irony of calling somebody a coward and you don't sign your name to the poster or photo. Think about that for just a second. All right. We talk about reverse mortgages all the time. You've heard about the reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary, for years. When it comes to reverse mortgages, Mark is indeed the expert. He's been helping homeowners for over 30 years. He's already worked with thousands of families. What sets Mark apart is simple. You know, when you call his office, you don't get passed off to somebody else. You talk directly with Mark, and all of his experience, he knows how to explain things in a plain, easy to understand terms so you can feel confident about your options. And if you're 62 years of age or older, it could be for you. Could be a great vehicle. He's not here to tell you what to do. His job simply makes sure you understand what's possible. What are your options? Nobody knows your finance better than you. If it feels like your bills are eating up more and more of your fixed income, or if you're seeing more month than money, then it's time to give Mark a call. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man.
Coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, yesterday, the president and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others in the administration, physicians, explained that there is a possible link between Tylenol and autism.
Right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump will address the UN General Assembly in New York later this morning, and the White House says that, among other things, he'll showcase his achievements in just a matter of months, declaring that American strength has been revived around the globe. Mr. Trump warning pregnant women about a popular pain reliever and fever reducer.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is rejecting, in no uncertain terms, allegations of bribe-taking by Border Czar Tom Homan.
Mr. Homan never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one. Number two, this was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice against one of President Trump's strongest and most vocal supporters.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Jimmy Kimmel's time out from late night TV didn't last long. He returns to the small screen tonight after ABC lifted the suspension it imposed last week. Kimmel was yanked off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. And at least one group owner, owner of ABC affiliates, Sinclair Broadcast Group, says it will not be airing Kimmel on its 39 ABC stations. Homeland Security says California overstepped its bounds with a law prohibiting federal agents from wearing masks during illegal immigration raids. Homeland Security says it will not comply with the law, championed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Wall Street, Dow futures up 11 points, NASDAQ futures down 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff. And when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived now towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound. They're a little bit early today, but it's already backing up and slowing southbound I-97 at Route 32. After the bridge at 178, still a good pace from there all the way down to the ramps at 50. No problems on 50, even at the Bay Bridge, but if you're going east and you're in a tractor trailer, heavy duty vehicle there, the way station is open. There's at least 15 or 18 tractor trailers and dump trucks all lined up waiting to get into the way station. They're on the right side. No impact for the traffic onto the main span. Two lanes are still moving through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it is continuing to be cool outside. Right now, Middle River has 64. Bel Air has 62 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks reacting to the Trump administration's claim that Tylenol use during pregnancy may bring an uptick in autism. Alsobrooks also says the administration has drawn an unproven link between autism and pregnant women's use of acetaminophen. The senator says, once again, President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are abandoning science, spreading conspiracy theories, and betraying American families, especially mothers. The Maryland Attorney General's office will not be filing charges against the city police officers involved in a deadly shooting in North Baltimore. Police shot and killed 26-year-old Jai Howell during a May 12th foot chase on York Road after Howell allegedly fired into an occupied patrol car. Investigators say officers gave verbal commands and returned fire after Howell refused to drop his weapon. Demonstrators gathered on Monday night to protest Wicomico County partnership with ICE. The county has agreed to take part in the 287G program that will allow specially trained law enforcement officers to serve and execute immigration warrants on people who are in custody. And beginning October 1st, drivers caught by speed cameras in Maryland will be paying higher fees. In May, Governor Wes Moore signed a bill to restructure the fees depending on how high above the limit the driver is going. According to the new law, drivers going 12 to 15 miles per over the limit will face a $40 fine. The amounts increased to a total of $425 for drivers exceeding the speed limit by 40 miles per hour or more. 706 on WCBM, pick through lottery 042, pick 44407, and next, it's Style on Sports.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off today, and it's brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping you warm
All winter long, the Comfort Guys, well, for only the fourth time in the history of Ravens on prime time, 26 games, the Ravens lose, this time to the Detroit Lions. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for two touchdowns apiece. The Lions bullied their way to a 38-30 win over the Ravens. What was unsettling is watching the Ravens get pushed all over the field by the Detroit's running game, and certainly Jared Goff had plenty of time to sit back in the pocket and pick the Ravens secondary apart. Again, not a good showing for the defense last night. The offense put up 30 points, but again, had problems with ball security. It was jarring to see that a second and goal situation from the one-yard line in the second quarter where Derrick Henry was stopped not once but twice, and then on fourth and goal from the two, Lamar Jackson fumbled. The ball rolled all the way back to the 20, and the Lions took over there. Derrick Henry would go on to fumble in the fourth quarter, trailing by just 4 points. So, again, Ravens on the road. They're going to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopefully, even up the record at 500. Detroit will host Cleveland. Birds on the hill tonight. Last home series of the season. It'll be Dean Kramer on the mound for the Orioles as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can weigh in this morning. Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Democrat Hate Squad is back. Jazzy Crockett and Ilhan Omar, to name a few. We'll take a look at that presidential presser yesterday on the causes of autism. But our top story, Vice President J.D. Vance remembering his good friend Charlie Kirk on Sunday.
It was quite an event on Sunday. It was a worship event of huge scale, as thousands, tens of thousands of individuals were there to hear the tributes to Charlie Kirk. Among those giving tribute was J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance and Charlie Kirk were good friends. So this added a special poignancy to J.D. Vance's comments. He spoke not just as the vice president, but as somebody who knew Charlie Kirk, spent time with Charlie Kirk, and admired what Charlie Kirk had done as an individual. And one of the things he said is that for his purposes, and clearly for Charlie Kirk's purposes, it is better to stand and face your demons on your feet rather than to kneel and have your demons rule your life forever and ever.
Charlie suffered a terrible fate, my friends. We all know it. We all saw it. But think, it is not the worst fate. It is better to face a gunman than to live your life afraid to speak the truth. It is better to be persecuted for your faith than to deny the kingship of Christ. It is better to die a young man in this world than to sell your soul for an easy life with no purpose, no risk, no love, and no truth.
And as you're going to hear, there was quite a response to those comments from the vice president. He also said something that I've heard a good bit of, Sean, in the last handful of days, and that is people say, you know, I am Charlie Kirk, or I'm doing this for Charlie. And that sentiment, I think, might last for quite some time as people simply incorporate it into a part of their daily vocabulary.
Charlie took heart, and now we must do the same. I've seen so many of you say, so many on social media, talk about for Charlie. We must do this for Charlie. For Charlie, we will speak the truth every single day. For Charlie, we will rebuild this United States of America to greatness.
That's J.D. Vance. One more comment from him, if I might, because I found actually his tribute to be particularly touching for some reason, in part because they were close friends, and they spoke about issues, you know, behind closed doors, off camera, off mic, that bind a friendship together.
For Charlie, we will remember that it is better to stand on our feet defending the United States of America and defending the truth than it is to die on our knees. My friends, for Charlie, we must remember that he is a hero to the United States of America, and he is a martyr for the Christian faith. May our Heavenly Father give us the courage to live as Charlie lived. That is what we must do for Charlie.
Do it for Charlie. J.D. Vance, part of his tribute to Charlie Kirk from this past Sunday. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle reported southbound on Russell Street before the ramp at Annapolis Road. Could impact the ramp from 95 south. It would take you down onto Russell Street, which becomes the BW Parkway. So it might be a little bit of a slowdown there between the bridge at I-95 and the ramp at Annapolis Road. We're back up here in the construction zone. The guys are working again. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24. 76-mile marker right now. It's an extra 5 or 6 minutes or so going through that area. Beltway, nothing major. Slowing on the Parkville side, filling in at Green Spring. And the west side has been open, and the lanes are clear. No incidents so far this morning, but with heavy traffic south from 795. JFX are still good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Warm and muggy today, 85. Chance for showers and storms again this afternoon, evening, tonight, 65. And a chance for showers tomorrow. Right now, it is sunny, 63 in Millersville. And it is 65 in Arnold. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to the president's press conference on the causes of autism, but that was a big event yesterday with the entire cabinet medically there. As far as we had Dr. Oz, and we had Dr. Makari, Dr. Bhattacharya, Dr. Fink, and we had some mothers and children there because of their concerns for autism. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But all week long, we're going to be excerpting some of the great audio that we heard, highlights from Charlie Kirk's memorial on Sunday. Let me give you the numbers as I know them right now. Over 100,000 people attended inside the stadium and outside the stadium. There were over 227,000 devices within the geofence or geoperimeter of the stadium that were streaming and listening and or watching. And worldwide, it is estimated that 100 million people. It's almost like a Super Bowl. 100 million people watched or spent some time streaming the event, so you can show the impact that Charlie had. One of the great speeches, I thought, was offered by Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff.
I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion. Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil.
Stephen Miller, we are the storm. And hopefully that sentiment will continue. President Trump designating Antifa as a terrorist threat. He said they're a militarist anarchist enterprise that explicitly calls for the overthrow of the United States government, law enforcement authorities, and our system of law. They use illegal means to organize and execute a campaign of violence and terrorism nationwide to accomplish these goals. And he says that they're going to be looking into the funding who is funding Antifa. Mm-hmm. They've designated them as a domestic terrorist organization. And, of course, going after them. Not parents coming home from school board meetings, folks. Not Catholics that like to go to the Latin Mass, but actual terrorists.
Actual terrorists?
That are blowing up federal buildings and, of course, killing people in the name of their anti-fascist movement. And President Trump is not backing down from the crushing the radical left of violence. He gave some examples of Antifa members ambushing officers at ICE facilities in Alvarado, Texas. At an ICE facility where federal agents were assaulted in Portland, Oregon, a transgender Antifa terrorist detonated an explosive device outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General, Steve Marshall. And there are tons of stories regarding Antifa. And you can go to the White House website and download them and share them with the friends, so in case they want to argue with it that they're not terrorists, you have the evidence. That would be great. I think this is great news as well. The Trump administration teaming up with TPUSA and others to promote patriotism in schools. So that is going to be a great thing. We've reached out here at WCBM to TPUSA. Stay tuned for we'll have some, hopefully, a partnership with them in the very near future, giving them some airtime here on WCBM.
Wonderful.
And get some of their voices here on our airwaves. So, again, it's going to take all of us. As Stephen Miller said, we are the storm.
Yeah.
We now have to be not just Charlie Kirk, and he was a unique individual with God-given talents, but we all have to channel our inner Charlie Kirk and be the voice for the voiceless. And I think that will go a long way in making sure the midterms will go in the direction we need to go in. And I just saw a poll out by CNN. We're up 7 points on the economy. We're up 13 points on immigration. We're up 22 points on crime. Going into the midterms, and I know it's next year. You got a long way to go, but you got to keep the momentum going. Do not take your foot off the pedal. 247 days into the new golden age,
and we are just getting started.
It is 7:20, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us now, Stephen Friedman is on the hotline. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. I want to wish you and everybody else a happy Rosh Hashanah. Hope everybody has a great, enjoyable New Year.
And a happy New Year to you.
All right. So this morning I want to talk about premises liability cases. And again, premises liability cases are unique. They're much different than an automobile accident. When you're on someone's premises, let's say a shopping center, parking lot, for example, the case I'm going to talk about, the plaintiff needs to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the landowner knew or should have known that there was a defect and they failed to make it safe. So here's a case out of Prince George's County. Interesting case. And again, the notice is the key issue. So my client is going food shopping. She's gone with her sister. It's in the evening. They pull up to a parking lot. This was two winters ago, and it snowed before. She gets out of her car, walks about 10 steps, and boom, she falls down. It turns out, number one, that there was ice all over this parking lot. And number two, her sister looks up and realizes that the street light is completely out above her, so it was very dark. My client is transported to the hospital. She ends up with a fractured left wrist. She's a secretary, so she misses months of work. She has to have a surgical procedure to the wrist. So she has mounting medical bills and lots of lost wages. So she comes to me for representation. We reach out to the property manager company and the landscaping company because both are pointing fingers at each other. So nobody's taking responsibility. So we just filed a lawsuit in the circuit court, and we were able to obtain a few witnesses that had actually made complaints about, number one, the status of this parking lot that had ice on it, and number two, that this light had been out for some time. It was never fixed. So to get the notice for these premises liabilities, the key, and we think we've got it there. So we're hoping to get a very good settlement for our client. So, folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, automobile accident, premises liability, a slip and fall case, give us a call. We've been doing this for many decades. We will get you the best result possible. 410-363-6848, or go to our website. It's chock full of great information, maflaw.com. Sean, we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully by then the Ravens can get their run defense together, because that was an abomination last night.
Yeah, and the ball security as well. Got to hold on the football, especially on first and goal situations.
Really, really. I couldn't sleep last night.
I bet. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate
it. All right, gentlemen. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com, serving Marylanders for over 40 years.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels up into the area of a 20-minute delay. 895 is right around the Urban Avenue ramp, and 95 now is backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Everybody's moving. All the lanes are open. Two lanes at the Old Harbor Tunnel. All four lanes are open. 95 as you're moving south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just checking on the ramp again from 95 south onto Russell Street. There had been a report of a broken down vehicle, Russell Street, near the ramp at Annapolis Road. Doesn't appear right here to be impacting the ramp from 95 south. So it looks like we're okay. Parkville side of the Beltway, the backup now starting before Bel Air Road. That's all the way around through Providence Road towards Delaney Valley. The inner loop through Pikesville, not bad. The west side now is solid from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a warm and muggy day today, 85 the high. Chance of showers and storms later on this afternoon into this evening, overnight maybe, 65. And then tomorrow again, chance for showers. It's sunny, 63 in Bel Air, 65 in Arnold.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, as we know, and we've mentioned a couple of times during the course of this morning, that you have Jimmy Kimmel back on the TV as of this evening. We're kind of tossing a coin back and forth as to who's going to be forced to stay up and watch him. It could be that we decide it's going to be Chuck Whitaker and let it go at that. There is continuing swirl around whether the government should have said anything about this at all or simply let the network do what the network is going to do.
I think it is unbelievably dangerous for government to put itself in the position of saying, we're going to decide what speech we like and what we don't, and we're going to threaten to take you off air if we don't like what you're saying.
That's it. That's Ted Cruz, and that was his position all along. We have no business as a government saying one thing or another about this. And again, I think this is a commercial decision at the beginning. I think it's a commercial decision now by the network. Fine. They can do what they want to do.
But here's the point, and I think Ted Cruz is missing the point here. It's not that you like or dislike what Jimmy Kimmel said. That's a market decision.
Yep.
But where the FCC is involved is they license these individual TV and radio stations, and we're licensed as
correct.
Well. We're
yeah.
regulated because only X amount of people get these licenses. We're licensed in the interest of the public. If we abuse that interest or we abuse that service to the public, then we can be fined or we can have our license reviewed or actually our license revoked. It's happened to TV and radio stations. So if you knowingly broadcast false information, which is what Jimmy Kimmel did, identifying this assassin correct. As being MAGA, you are
days
abusing,
after it was proven he was
days
not.
After proven they were, you are abusing the service in the interest of the public, and that's where the FCC can step in. Not because they like or dislike what he said, but because he broadcast knowingly false information.
So it probably would have ended up if simply handled through channels as a fine,
correct?
And say, here's your reprimand, pay us this money, and get an apology out there,
yeah,
equal in strength rather this dog and pony show, because now he's back on the air, mostly because the network decided to fold for those on the political left. Mark Wayne Mellon has another point of view.
The ABC executives, they have the right to do what they choose to. They're running a business and a for-profit business, just like when Fox decided to remove Tucker Carlson over his COVID comments. If it doesn't align with a private business, then they have the right to remove them if it doesn't fit with their brand.
But the left was never concerned when, do you remember Roseanne Barr?
Oh, yes.
When both Barack and Michelle Obama called Bob Iger and ABC and Disney and demanded that her show be canned.
Yeah. She's not the only one either.
Trump didn't have nothing to do with this. And she, you're right, she's not the only one. I remember Ronda McDaniel was tossed off of NBC at the time. And there are many other examples of this. But no, it's only when the left gets its panties in a wad, then they start whining and crying like the sniveling little lefties and losers that they are.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr, you have Kevin Hart, 2018. He had a campaign to boycott him because he was telling gay jokes he made years prior. Megyn Kelly, fired by NBC, mostly because Megyn Kelly was a conservative, and on and on. I've listed, actually, on Bruce's Brain, some of the most prominent individuals of the political right who were disciplined, as it were, by their employer. So this is not a phenomenon simply of the left or the right. This is a phenomenon as to whether or not the government should be involved in this process at all. I would argue, Sean, that beyond the FCC role in this, politicians, because they don't like or like somebody, should keep their mouths shut. I felt the same way when I read about Harry Truman not liking a reporter who had reported that his daughter's piano playing sucked.
Right.
So, I mean, it goes back a ways.
Was it the piano or was it the singing?
I think it was a piano.
Was it the piano?
He called her. I interviewed the guy some years later and asked him about this. He said, "I just wrote a review. She sucked." I used those words, but that's
no. It was a nasty review, and yes. And Harry Truman was not happy.
No, not at all.
As you might imagine. All right, so you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and again, it's interesting. I was watching. We'll get to the autism press conference yesterday by President Trump. And Fox News, at the time I was watching them, and they covered what the president had to say. But then when he segued over to the doctors, let's hear from the medical experts. They cut away in order to broadcast the five. So I immediately went over to Real America's Voice that had the entire press conference so you could hear all the information. And I started thinking, gee, how much money does Big Pharma spend on Fox News?
Interesting question.
Yeah. So, again, I'd like to see what that figure is, but I hope that that would have nothing to do with it. But something tells me that I may be on to something there.
Right.
Up next, what are the potential causes of autism? Well, that was covered by the president and Secretary Kennedy and Drs. Oz and McCary and others. That's coming up next right after the 7:30 news with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Beginning October 1st, drivers caught by speed cameras in Maryland will be paying higher fees. In May, Governor Wes Moore signed a bill to restructure the fines depending on how high above the limit a driver is going. According to the new law, drivers going 12 to 15 miles per hour over the limit will face a $40 fine, and the amounts increased to $425 for drivers crazy enough to exceed the speed limit by 40 miles per hour or more. The law applies to school zones, residential areas, state routes, and roadways like I-83 in Baltimore. New highway markers now in place on Rao Boulevard in Annapolis to honor the five Capital Gazette employees who were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. Rob Heisen, Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, Rebecca Smith, and Wendy Winters all killed when a man with a grudge against the paper forced his way into the newsroom and opened fire. The victims' families attended Monday's dedication, and speakers expressed the importance of remembering the Capital Gazette 5 and the First Amendment. Ravens fans had high hopes for Monday Night Football, but they left M&T Bank disappointed. The team lost 38-30 to Detroit. More details on that loss coming up during the sports, coming up in just a moment or two. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks, she's reacting to the Trump administration's claim that Tylenol use during pregnancy may bring an uptick in autism. Alsobrooks says the administration has drawn an unproven link between autism and a pregnant woman's use of acetaminophen. The senator says once again, President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are abandoning science, spreading conspiracy theories, and betraying American families, especially mothers. And the Maryland AG's office will not be filing charges against a city police officer who were involved in a deadly shooting in North Baltimore. Police shot and killed 26-year-old Jai Howell during a May 12th foot chase on York Road after Howell allegedly fired into an occupied patrol car. Investigators say officers gave verbal commands and returned fire after Howell refused to drop his weapon. It's 7:32. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Poll numbers keep going up, showing that more and more millennials favor a socialist government as opposed to one which is capitalistic. It's not completely their fault that they are this stupid. Much of the blame can be placed on a generation which preceded them and is teaching them this nonsense on campuses of the universities across America. Socialism, among all its other faults, is really anti-God. It forces people to place their trust in the government to provide for them rather than the one who created them. Our nation was founded on certain freedoms, one of which is the right to pursue happiness. Only someone who is free from the shackles of coercive socialist government can do that. My message to those naive enough to want socialism, move to Venezuela or Cuba and let me know how that works for you. Maybe then you'll figure out that you're already in the best place on earth. And let's make sure it stays that way. This is Pastor Dave Lewis with a moment of truth.
Pick 3 lottery number is 042. Pick 4, 4407. And now, traffic and weather on the Threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on 95 now is reaching right around Moravia Road. So from there through O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we're now looking at 20 to 25 minutes from that point going south. All the lanes are open. 895 is backed up just around the Erdman Avenue ramp and around Pulaski Highway. So 20-minute delays there. South JFX, last check, still okay with building traffic from Ruxton Road down through the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary Stein has the morning off, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens rolled over last night. At least the defense did, as they lose to the Lions 38-30, a rare primetime loss on Monday Night Football. Ravens keeping it close for first half, but got outplayed completely in the second. The Ravens pushed around by the Lions. The offensive line had no answers for the Lions defense, allowing 7 sacks on Lamar Jackson. Ravens D was not much better, getting control of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Lamar Jackson needs help from the other side. And Lamar, the Ravens offense clearly can't do it all. They did so in the first half, keeping the game tied 14-14. But as I mentioned, the Lions did take over in the second half. Looks like Mark Andrews is back. Andrews led the Ravens in catches, six catches, and 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was his best performance of the season. But for the defense, it was a rough night. Safety Kyle Hamilton.
But when a team runs the ball like that, it just demoralizes you more than passing the ball. They're challenging you mentally, physically, so it's on us as a defense just to put that fire out.
And, again, they're going to need some help on defense. The offense said, you know, you put 30 points on the board, you should win an NFL game. Lamar Jackson said, who fumbled on 4th and 2, on a goal line situation, said it was a tough night overall.
Sometimes the spot was, it was grabbing my leg, and that's just what it was. You know, they were chopping the coverage, got 3 safeties back there, and I'm just not going to throw a Hail Mary ball, you know, I'm going to read the coverage out and then try to make something happen.
Ravens on the road this week to take on the dreaded Kansas City Chiefs. Meanwhile, down the parkway in D.C., the Mayor Bowser wants the nation's capital to host the Super Bowl in 2031. The mayor spoke yesterday during the annual State of the District Conference hosted by the D.C. Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, they're hopefully going to complete a new stadium for the Commanders, for the team formerly known as the Redskins, in 2030. They want the Super Bowl the following year. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is 10 to 25. $5 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up in 1 hour, Ed Hale, Baltimore businessman, will join us to talk about the audits, embarrassing audits found at Social Services and State Highway. And the governor, Tax Moore, deflecting the blame, saying it's lockdown Larry's fault. So we'll have Ed Hale's reaction to that.
It's hilarious.
Coming up. Yesterday, a very important press conference was held by the Trump administration. You know who was responsible for putting the MAHA movement together? This is something that's been a lifelong passion of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. President Trump has also had a lifelong passion on vaccines and autism. And it was Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was the broker that put the two of them together for the MAHA movement. And President Trump joined administration officials yesterday to announce a major progress in understanding the root causes of autism. And now evidence suggesting a link between acetaminophen on autism by a folate deficiency and vaccines that are given in clumps. For instance, when you go with your child to the pediatrician and you get four at once instead of spreading them out over one every 3 years or so.
MMR or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
And so yesterday the president talked about the autism rates, and these are just staggering numbers.
Since 2000, autism rates have surged by much more than 400%. Instead of attacking those who ask questions, everyone should be grateful for those who are trying to get the answers to this complex situation. And the first day, all of these great doctors behind me were there. I told them, this is what we have to find out. Because when you go from 20,000 to 10,000, and then you go to 12, you know there's something artificial. They're taking something. And by the way, I think I can say that there are certain groups of people that don't take vaccines and don't take any pills that have no autism. That have no autism.
That would be the Amish. The Amish are remarkably devoid of any significant autism rate whatsoever. And they don't believe in vaccines. And they eat their clean diet, healthy diet. Mm-hmm. They work hard. They're God-fearing people, and they're not putting a bunch of chemicals and junk in their body. And the president did hit on the link, several studies, evidence suggesting acetaminophen, that would be Tylenol, use in pregnant women, especially late in pregnancy, may cause long-term neurological effects in children.
Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary.
So what are the studies? Nurses' Health Study, the Boston Birth Cohort Study, Harvard School of Public Health, Johns Hopkins here in Baltimore, mm-hmm. taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risk for autism and ADHD, Mount Sinai. There are 27 different studies saying there is a causal link, four that are disputing it. But again, they're going to have to continue. So why not err on the side of caution here?
Yeah.
President Trump also saying the other problem is really when you take your child to the pediatrician and they start just jabbing them three, four different vaccinations for different diseases.
I'll say that they will maybe say at a little bit later date, but I think when you go for the shot, you do it over a five-time period. Take it over five times or four times, but you take it in smaller doses and you spread it out over a period of years. And they pump so much stuff into those beautiful little babies, it's a disgrace. I don't see it. I think it's very bad. They're pumping, it looks like they're pumping into a horse. You have a little child, a little fragile child, and you get a vat of 80 different vaccines, I guess, 80 different blends, and they pump it in. So ideally, a woman won't take Tylenol. And on the vaccines, it would be good instead of one visit where they pump the baby, load it up with stuff, you'll do it over a period of four times or five times.
Now, obviously, the makers of Tylenol are not happy, and they're disputing that. And but remember, these big pharma companies, you know, they do make some good product, and they do are able to help some people with some illnesses and diseases, no doubt. But they're it's the same mindset that said if you get the jab, remember the COVID, the CCP virus jab, you won't get it and you won't spread it, and that turned out to be a big lie. That was completely false. So how much? And again, how corrupted or co-opted is the CDC? Is the FDA? Are the previous people that were on, that worked for the for Big Pharma, that got on the boards at the FDA and the HHS and so on and so forth? So again, there's more study that needs to be taken. But I would tell you this: err on the side of caution. If you're pregnant and you get a fever, unless it's a really high fever, consult with your doctor. But doctors are now going to say, you have a slight fever, you just kind of tough it out. If it's a high fever and you're late in your pregnancy, consult with your doctor or go to the hospital or something, because Tylenol apparently can cause problems and other things as well. There's also something called Leucovorin. We'll get to that in tomorrow's MAGA Movement. We'll hear from Kennedy and McCarry and some of the other doctors that were there yesterday.
743 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you'd like to be our contestant on Choose Your Fake News, guess what? Now is your opportunity. 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to be the contestant, make it quick. Just Chuck Whitaker is here. We are on 60 seconds of traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
And brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor, 95 North, coming in from Baltimore County, around the Arbutus side, and eventually up into Caton Avenue, Washington Boulevard, 395. The lanes are open, but heavy traffic there. I think the sunshine might be a little bit of a factor at that point. Nothing major on the Beltway so far this morning, but really jammed up on the Parkville side before Bel Air Road, the inner loop through Pikesville, through Greenspring, and the west side. Yeah, it's there every day, 795, all the way down through Frederick Road. Got a little busier in the last couple of minutes on the JFX moving south towards the city-county line. Both the tunnels in the neighborhood of a 20-25-minute delay. Southbound, single lane is blocked. Construction underway. Northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. So what's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship, Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. Do you have what it takes to face your fear, Bruce? Do you have the courage to look them in the eye?
No.
The ghost ship is every Friday and Saturday in October. That's a good time for Halloween. Boy, if it was foggy, whew, that would scare me. BaltimoreGhostShip.com.
You know where they found the ghost ship, don't you?
Where's that, Sean?
Near the buoy.
Near the buoy.
Okay. Well, folks, it's been nice being here. I'll be back in a half an hour, so I have to go digest what he just said.
You'll be back in 10 minutes.
You'll be back now to play Choose Your Fake News.
I've got
to
come back now. That's right. I forgot. All right. Okay. Booey.
That was bad, E.
Yes, it was.
It was one of the worst.
It sucked.
All right. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be warm and muggy today, high about 85. Right now, cloudy 63 in Owings Mills, 63 in Columbia. And we do have our contestant. It's Blanca. Oh, we want to talk about Blanca, too, after we play the game, because she's the one that brought that anti-ice poster to our attention yesterday. Good morning, Blanca.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, if Zohran Mamdani wins the New York City mayor's race, he has some bold and different ideas for the NYPD. Instead of stop and frisk, Mamdani says police will stop and kiss random people on the street to promote goodwill. In the first week of the Mamdani term, he says it's important that community policing be emphasized.
I'm going to take a road trip.
Story two. It's an all-woman tiny home village in Texas, and they're making headlines for their tight-knit sense of community. That's like right. What? It's called the Bird's Nest.
Oh.
And it's tiny home living. Again, you can reside in a 57,000 two-bedroom tiny home, and it's nothing but women in a tiny home village.
Another called, road trip.
Called the Bird's Nest. He'd go there and lay an egg anyway.
Southwest
sure.
goes both of those places.
That's right. Log it. And finally, the anti-Israel Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, under fire from Israel and Spaniards alike for his alleged comments saying that he might have to use nuclear weapons against the Jewish state. In a speech last week, he said, Spain, as you know, doesn't have nuclear bombs, aircraft carriers, or large oil reserves. We alone can't stop the Israeli offensive, but that doesn't mean we won't stop trying. Is it story one, stop and kiss in New York if Mamdani wins? Story two, the Bird's Nest. It's all tiny homes filled with women living in the community. Or story three, Spain's prime minister sparks outrage by suggesting nuking Israel. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Oh, goody. Well, there's lots of little weird conclaves in Texas, so I could see that being true. And I guess I could see the leader of Spain saying that. I want to say number one, Mamdani is pretty crazy, but weren't all these people wearing masks until like 3 days ago when they were afraid of germs? So now they're going to... I say one.
All right, Kristen votes for story number one. Chuck.
Three.
Chuck goes for three. Bruce?
I think story number two is true. I think story number three, I've read all the signs about seeing Pedro when you're south of the border, so I suspect that's true. So I think, stop and kiss is a figment of your imagination. It is a fake news story.
All right. Bruce votes for story one. And Blanca?
Yeah, I'm kind of like one or three. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with three.
All right, Blanca goes for story number three. She votes with Chuck. There's always danger in that. But she's a brave woman, Blanca is. Story two, the little tiny home called the Bird's Nest in Texas. That's a true story. And story number one, stop and kiss. That is our fake news story today. So Kristen and Bruce, you're right. Chuck and Blanca get that one wrong today.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, Blanca. But real quick, I want to get an update on we did the story earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. This was your son's school where the anti-ICE poster was put up.
That's correct. This is the second time now in less than 3 weeks that my son's school has been on the local news, CEO was protected. Our kids aren't. Posters are up, and freedoms are being stripped. So it's been taken down, and the district is going to look at next steps. And then, you know me, I'm right there.
Yeah.
And we remain vigilant, and the principal said that she's going to let me know every step in writing of what is going to happen next, because I said that is what I deserve as a parent.
Absolutely. Now, were any culprits identified as to who put the posters up?
Not yet, but she could identify the room. And, principals know their footprint of the school, so identified that it was a science room. And she was whiffed. She said, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go right now and take a walk.
Is the science teacher in witness protection?
I have no idea. I'm just really disappointed because, Merville has a really radical person working there. She just took her post down. So I'm not one to be hunting and picking, but we don't have educators in our schools. We have activists.
Yep, indoctrinators. Well, Blanca, thank you for being the tip of the spear on this one, and we appreciate the tip and also the fact that poster is now down, and I'm sure your son is happy as well. Thanks, Blanca.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And coming up next, the Democrat Hate Squad is back in action.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott with you from now until 9 this morning. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. School choice, are we going to opt in and get the federal money, or will more bow to the teachers' union say, no, I just don't think so? Also, we have a visit with a gubernatorial candidate, Ed Hale, coming up 8:37 this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This just in, Candace Owens is demanding that she physically examine Brigitte Macron. We're waiting.
Candace Owens.
We're waiting to get some confirmation on that.
She misses her 50 minutes of fame. She really does. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
She said, turn your head and cough. He said, I can't even breathe.
I'm not going to go there, Chuck.
Oh, Macron. What you going to do, Macron? Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 202 at Landover Road. That's a new problem there with a backup in Prince George's County going back to Ritchie Marlboro Road. And it looks like, according to the initial report, they're saying the left center lane is blocked. That's going to be a big problem for the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. New wreck at Arundel County. Busy interchange here at Oakwood Road near the ramp area at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today. High of 85, chance of showers and thunderstorms a little later on. Right now, sunny, 66 in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City. Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore dragging his feet on school choice opt-in. We have more on the... Matt Hale, by the way, going to join us after 8:37 news to talk about the embarrassing state audits and the DEI. Funding at the Key Bridge. Get his reaction to that. All still to come here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the hate squad is out. Never let it be said that there are some people who simply don't take social cues. So let's first turn to the woman who married her brother. Yeah, you heard that right. Ilhan Omar. From the capital of hate, apparently, Little Mogadishu up in Minnesota. She just loves the opportunity to hate her some Charlie Kirk.
I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. What I find jarring is that there are so many people willing to excuse the most reprehensible things that he said, that they agree with that, that they're willing to have monuments for him, that they want to create a day to honor him, and that they want to produce resolutions in the House of Congress honoring his life and legacy.
Yeah, well, one of the things that it also amazes me is that some people are completely unwilling to talk about the reprehensible things others have done in order to get family into the country, like marrying their brothers. But again, that's me just quibbling on that kind of thing, I suppose.
That should be in the dustpan of history, and we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk's legacy should be in the dustbin of history. Something tells me when history is written 100 years from now, Charlie Kirk's name will be prominent among those individuals who had a major impact on the direction of this country.
You know, instead of trying to entrap Tom Homan with this fake, phony, fraud, $50,000 bribe story, they should, Biden's Justice Department should have been looking into the immigration fraud committed by Ilhan Omar, who married her brother.
Some people say that's reprehensible.
Yeah, it is. It is reprehensible. Yeah. And the fact that she lied to get into this country should be an automatically be deported. She shouldn't be sitting in Congress. She should be sitting back in Somalia, which, by the way, last week she called a better country.
Yeah, which, in which case, darling, you are well and able to go. I keep saying we'll set up a GoFundMe page for you if you're short on the cash to fly back.
And the other thing, instead of worrying about the $50,000, which the money that Tom Homan did not take, I'd be worried about the 25,000 missing children that that Tom Homan did find that were released during the Biden watch.
Well said. And back to the haters. Of course, we're going to miss her when she leaves Congress.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, who puts on her fake ghetto accent every once in a while so the people understand she's actually from the hood, don't you know? Well, she is not. She went to very Tony schools. Her parents paid a lot of money to have her go to a private school called, MICDS, Mary Immaculate Country Day School in St. Louis, and some other very fancy all-girls schools, and a beautiful college education to make her a defense attorney, which is what she became, before she got to Congress, during which, by the way, the oral arguments she gave, none of them were in ghettoese. Just a note, because that changed when she went into Congress, and now she's justifying doing things like calling Trump Hitler.
My responsibility is to be transparent and to be honest. And the reality is that we are living in a time in which this administration and this regime is not interested in making sure that people understand history. We need to understand why they are so problematic. And so I am using that language because it is accurate language. When we see the consolidation of power, when we see them trying to chill speech of jokesters, when we're seeing all of this, that is a playbook out of Hitler, and I won't deny it. Like, these are the facts.
Now, the fact is, Donald Trump did nothing to chill speech of Jimmy Kimmel. Nothing. The FCC did nothing. Brendan Carr made those comments on a podcast. It was his opinion. It wasn't official government action.
No, but that never let the truth get in the way of a good story. There's also an old saying in the newsroom that some stories are too good to fact check. I think this one for her, that is this kind of story. I can't wait to say bye-bye to her.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
I always love it when you find a piece of old audio of her where she sounds like a normal human being and play that next to her doing her fake ghettoese thing.
Yeah.
And I just, what I don't know, because look, I'm a suburban white guy. I have no idea whether or not people in the hood believe this when she does that accent or whether they see through it. I just don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like a Jasmine Crockett, an exotic dancer from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Distant cousin of Davy Crockett, is what you're saying.
All right. You're listening to The Morning Drive from Casey and Elliott. It is 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says that for pregnant women, taking Tylenol, in his words, is not good. The president says the FDA links acetaminophen, better known as Tylenol, to autism in children and will be putting doctors on notice. Tylenol's manufacturer disputes the autism claim, and there are conflicting studies on the issue. Still, the president says better safe than sorry.
I think you shouldn't take it, and you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy.
When it comes to weaponizing the Department of Justice, Trump White House says, don't look at us.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt argues that it was the Biden administration who weaponized the DOJ, not President Trump.
Joe Biden used this sacred American institution to go after his political opponent in the middle of an election year.
Over the weekend, the president demanded that his attorney general take action on investigations related to former FBI Director James Comey, Senator Adam Schiff, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Taken off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, Jimmy Kimmel's short-lived suspension is about to end.
ABC said on Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return to its airwaves on Tuesday, ending an impasse that began last week. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country." The statement said, quote, "We've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Some ABC affiliates, including 39 stations owned by Sinclair Broadcast Group, will not air Jimmy Kimmel Live. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 39 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 6 points, and the S&P futures off 3 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nearly 2 years ago, terrorists murdered over 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostage. Today, the cries of the dead and dying seem drowned out by the shouts of anti-Semitic hatred. The most brutal attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust is already fading from memory. Yet as the world tries to look away, a light breaks through the darkness. Christians are speaking out in love and support for Israel. United in faith, they will boldly stand with Israel this October, joining a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches all over America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism one flag at a time, and through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join this historic movement by donating your flag today. Raise your voice, declare your stand, and show the world that Israel is not alone. Visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at a new delay on the southbound side of I-95, passing Camden Yards at 395. Not sure what it is yet. There's some slowing northbound as well, coming up from DeSoto Road and from the southwest side of the Beltway. So it's in that area around Washington Boulevard, a little bit out of camera range, but maybe something around Washington Boulevard that could be affecting us both sides of the roadway. But if you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there's a backup there. Traffic northbound is slow as well. City Fire was responding to a wreck on Hartford Road, I think up in the area at Clifton Park, waiting to get an update on that. In the meantime, if you're on Hartford Road, watch for that delay. Capitol Beltway had a wreck in the last 20 minutes in Prince George's County on the outer loop near the interchange at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And right now you have 63 degrees in Rice. Town, downtown Baltimore, it's 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks is reacting to the Trump administration's claim that Tylenol use during pregnancy may bring an uptick in autism. Alsobrooks says the administration has drawn an unproven link between autism and pregnant women's use of acetaminophen. The senator says, once again, President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. are abandoning science, spreading conspiracy theories, and betraying American families, especially mothers. The Maryland AG's office will not be filing charges against the city police officers involved in a deadly shooting in North Baltimore. Police shot and killed 26-year-old Jai Howell during a May 12th foot chase on York Road after Howell allegedly fired into an occupied patrol car. Investigators say officers gave verbal commands and returned fire only after Howell refused to drop his weapon. Demonstrators gathered on Monday night to protest Wicomico County's partnership with ICE. The county has now agreed to take part in the 287G program that will allow specially trained law enforcement officers to serve and execute immigration warrants on people who are in custody.
8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 042. Your pick 4, 4407. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. You know, Vinny, you've been helping families for over 22 years with your guarantees, your buyers in waiting program, and you were telling me that between now and year end is a good time to sell. Tell me, what's going on?
Sean, when it comes to timing, this market has the potential to have multiple elements of the Trump administration come together at the same time, which will benefit home sellers. In fact, we're so confident that you can get your price in this market that we will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If for some reason we don't get your price, we'll pay you the difference. Why take a chance of not selling for the most money? Lock in your price today, even if you're not thinking about selling till the winter.
Sounds like a plan. The time is now. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary's off this morning, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guy is going to be keeping you warm all winter long. Well, the Ravens, for only the fourth time in 26 primetime games, lost in primetime, falling below 500 at 1-2. They lose to the Lions 38-30 at home. Lamar Jackson threw for 288 yards, three touchdowns, sacked seven times, and fumbled on a 4th-and-2 near the goal line. Derrick Henry carried the ball 12 times for 50 yards and a touchdown, but he also fumbled in the fourth quarter when the Ravens were down by just 4. Ravens return to action Sunday on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Orioles will begin their final home series of the season. They'll face the Rays beginning tonight. Dean Kramer will start on the mound for the Birds opposite the Rays' Ryan Pepiot. And a pair of Maryland football players were honored by the Big Ten. Terps linebacker Daniel Wingate named the Conference Defensive Player of the Week, while quarterback Malik Washington won Freshman of the Week for the second time. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at assault victims calling for National Guard troops in Baltimore. Ed Hale joins us to react to those audits that have been embarrassing to three previous governors. But our top story here today is the current governor, Wes Moore, a.k.a. Tax Moore. He is being asked about the One Big Beautiful Bill. And specifically, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, there was a school choice opt-in for parents. But the key is the governor is the one that has to opt in. It was like a $1,700, again, stipend or tax credit. It was matching a federal tax credit. So you could save up, I think it was a school government opportunity or school's general fund opportunity. Can't remember what it's exactly called. I'll get the name in just a second. But a parent could put in $1,700. The government would match it. And you could use it for tuition, for uniforms, for books, for whatever. To help you make that transition to a private school or to a different school, whatever the case may be, or charter school, whatever you wanted. It's a school choice program. And, of course, Governor Moore has now had this on his desk for 2 months and has yet to act. He was asked about that yesterday.
We have not had a chance to look at or examine, how that caveat is going to impact us.
It's called a scholarship granting organization. That's the name of the SGO. So they basically are now blaming another state agency. Hopefully they're not under audit. The governor is dedicated to ensuring every student in Maryland has access to the highest quality education. The Trump administration's approach is part of the devastating budget bill congressional Republicans passed this year is unprecedented. The Treasury Department has yet to issue guidance on the implementation of the program. It would be premature to make a decision to opt into a program with no clear definition on policies. But Delegate April Miller, she's a Republican from Frederick County, she's thinking about introducing a separate bill in the upcoming General Assembly. She says this is really, really important to parents.
It's incredibly important for, as we've known, our educational scores are suffering.
Yeah. Delegate Laura Arakan agrees that we are failing our children.
They're graduating without being able to read, to write, to do basic math.
That's Lauren. I said Laura. I meant Lauren. I know what her name is. I just always make that mistake for some strange reason. Anyway, again, facing the problems that we have now with these failing. You know, we saw last week mm-hmm. we talked about
yep.
the rate of schools where not one student was proficient in math mm-hmm. in many of these schools,
so
like 23
depressing.
Schools. Exactly. And Delegate Miller says it's time for a common sense approach.
This is about helping Maryland families. And in a very common sense approach that does not cost the state anything. What is the argument against that?
And that's a great question. And Delegate yeah. Lauren Arakan saying that, look, it's the teachers' union that is responsible for this pushback.
The teachers' union is the most powerful union. They pay the Democrats to support their policies that keep kids locked in failing schools.
We have to do something. What we're doing now is not working, and they don't have time. This is going to be a generation of kids that don't have time to wait for the promises of the blueprint.
Yep, so we all know that it's the teachers' unions that are basically are the ones that, look, the first union to come out and endorse Governor Taxmore were the teachers' unions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the dirty little secret. I don't think it's even a secret anymore. I think everybody knows.
They've put their chin on the table real early. You know, they've decided to opt in. They're all in on this, and I think they have aces and eights, and that's all you're looking at.
And they're placing their own financial priorities over the children that they're supposedly are teaching in these schools. But, you know, look, if you're a good teacher, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. I think it's the bad teachers and the bad schools that we're dragging along within these teachers' unions. I mean, if you're a great teacher and you're working in a great school, then you'll have nothing to worry about because you're not going to lose students. It's the ones in the bad schools with the bad teachers. They're the ones that parents want to be able to pull their children out. Now they have an opportunity. If only Governor Moore, remember, leave no one behind, but he's leaving a lot of kids behind, isn't he?
Yep. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Bonzo Jackson.
Say who?
Bonzo Jackson is my new nickname
for you.
Oh,
I got you. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. You can say whatever you want. It's fine. It's your show. Not mine. I'm only the third-rate guy.
No, you're the first-rate guy.
Yeah, okay. Don't lie to me.
We're just here to flap our lips between chucks.
Right.
Yeah, we've seen those. We've seen those rates.
Yeah. I'm going to see another one pretty soon. Won't be long. What day is this? Yeah, about eight more days. Southbound 95, still slow. I still don't know exactly what's happening here. Might be a broken down. All it takes is a broken down vehicle. 95, Washington Boulevard area. And before we get to the Caton Avenue ramp, still very slow. This is affecting the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then on 95 South, looking at the camera at DeSoto Road, which is south of there, the pace is good. So it's all right in that area of Washington Boulevard and after the ramps at 395. But we're slow on both sides of the roadway. Just can't get an idea exactly what it is, but it's definitely there at Washington Boulevard. City Fire still reporting the accident on Hartford Road. I think it was in the area around Clifton Park, northeast side of the city. Want to keep an eye out for that. There's a new problem on the Capitol Beltway, interloop local lanes at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That will back up towards Route 5, and then the outer loop had the wreck earlier in Prince George's County near the ramp at Route 202.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy for your Tuesday. High about 85, chance of an afternoon or evening storm or shower. It's a nice low 65, and that chance of rain continuing into tomorrow as well. Right now, cloudy. 64 in Reisterstown, and 66 under partly cloudy skies in Middle River. See which Democrat is going to emerge from today's Democrat Clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to see which loon has gone totally loony. We head out to the circus for that because they have a whole section of the circus just dedicated to leftist news. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And remember, they keep saying, it's time to lower the temperature. It's time to, you know, achieve some degree of comedy. C-O-M-I-T-Y. I think it's I-T-Y. It could be E-T-Y. I don't know. It doesn't matter. In this country, and this is the kind of individual they would like us to achieve some kind of peace with.
Let's get on the topic of deportation. So y'all deporting all immigrants and everybody that y'all don't like. Let's deport these motherfucking crackers back to Europe, Britain, the caves they crawled out of, you know, them rocks they was hiding under. Let's deport them back. Let's take our mother country back. Deportation, y'all. Let's get rid of these crackers. And if they don't want to take deportation, let's chain them to the back of our Chargers, our Hemis, our Suburbans, our Tahoes, and drag them through the streets. That's what they do to us, right? Till their bodies rip off and fall apart. Peace ain't getting us no motherfucker. So let's play the game the way they play the game.
Yeah. Oddly, what would actually get you work would be dropping the F-bomb and getting educated for a particular trade or skill. Just a thought. I mean, I realize it's kind of out there for you. It's so easy to just put the hate on and leave it on all day. You wear it pretty well. You've been wearing it for a long, long time. But right now, I ask you very respectfully, sir, since I don't want to be dragged behind your vehicle, to simply leave, if you wouldn't mind, and don't ever come back.
It would be so much easier if we required some kind of education or even a saliva test for social media for many of these these people who are just dumb as a box of rocks. Well,
what underlies that, by the way, before we move on, is his assumption that the government's job is to provide him with a job. No, the government's job is to stay out of the way so you can qualify yourself for a job and excel to whatever degree you're able to excel.
Yeah, well, he's living on the Democrat plantation, yep, and doesn't know it. John in Green Spring Valley. Good morning, John. John could not hang. He wanted to talk about Jazzy and Elon, part of the hate squad, along with AOC.
Yep.
And
Rashida Tlaib.
Ayanna Pressley, racist.
Boy, Ayanna Pressley's husband got a sweet deal. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Ayanna Pressley's husband just got himself a deal for a building up in Boston, multi-million-dollar contract. I've not had time to actually go into his specific qualifications for this, but it is a multi-million-dollar development project. I don't know if it was a fixed bid, if it was a single bid, but, you know, it is kind of sweet when you see somebody like her husband, who, by the way, spent like 20 years in prison for drugs. Conan Harris is his name. They arrived for the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner this past year where there were no drugs available, unfortunately for them. Pressley's office has declined comment on this, and her husband can't be found right now because I guess he's out spending his $1 million.
He's hiding out with Sonny Hostin's husband, who's also been in a little hot water. Yep. By the way, after years of being gaslit by some of the most dishonest people in election history, we are now finding out that a New Jersey man has secured nearly 1 million documents from Detroit's 2020 election, including copies of absentee ballots and signed envelopes in one of the largest election FOIA halls in U.S. history. And so we're just going to take a while to get through these documents. This guy, Yehuda Miller is his name, is a New Jersey resident. He is an American hero. And he was also questioning, as I did, the results of the 2020 election. I still think they were stolen. And now he's got He put in a FOIA request and gets nearly a million documents. So he's going to be going through these million documents over the next several, probably months. And we'll see. We'll keep you posted, see if we find anything unusual in those documents.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay tuned. Baltimore businessman Ed Hale running for governor. He's going to join us in about 15 minutes to react to the state audits that have plagued the last three governors. And we'll ask him what he thinks about the DEI battle over the key bridge funding.
Yeah. 823 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so whatever was going on 95 south around Washington Boulevard looks like it's corrected itself. We never saw it. We never got an official report of what it was, but it looks better now. Passing Camden Yards, the northbound side, also a little bit better. Now, it backed up 95 enough that we backed up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're still backed up on 95. That delay goes all the way back to Moravia Road. The word gets out, and 895 says, well, maybe we'll go over there. Well, you're running to the backup now on 895 at Moravia Road. So now we're back again to about a 30-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We got a little more information on this wreck on Harford Road. It looks like it may be up around Herring Run. That would put it on Harford Road north of Clifton Park. And there was a report of a pedestrian that was involved there. There's a new wreck in Pikesville at Reisterstown Road at Milford Mill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be warm and muggy today. 85 chance of a shower or thunderstorm a little bit later on. Right now, 66 in the city and 65 in Severn. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Hammond, Conowingo writing in. Sean and Bruce, the unmitigated gall that Angelo also doof. I think he means also Brooks. Has
you think?
To, has to claim Trump is putting mothers and children at risk by publishing data about autism when she and the left strongly push abortion, which kills babies and endangers moms.
I'd actually like to, and I just you don't have time during the show to do this, I'd like to find out exactly how much money she's getting from Big Pharma. I mean, I think that's an interesting number to find out.
Well, wasn't it Hiawatha was getting like $750,000?
Yeah.
I think Kennedy called her out on that. Here's the other thing. You know the Democrats and Governor Tax Moore are getting desperate when they start having to give money back. Okay? Yesterday, they held a energy rebate press conference in Randallstown. Okay? You ready for this? They're going to make $200 million available in direct energy rebates to lower our energy bills. Governor Tax Moore, and he was there with Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones, and the rest of the clowns in the General Insane Asylum, that every Maryland household will receive two bill credits, with each rebate coming out to about $40 per utility bill. Okay? So that's, you got to get two of them, so that's a total of $80 between now and wow. next spring. Now, I'm averaging about $300 a month on my bills. I'm all electric in my home. Mm-hmm. Got a four-bedroom colonial, and it runs about, that depends, it varies, but about $300. So that's $3,600 a year, and I'm going to get $80 off that $3,600. That's 2%.
Bet you feel so much better.
That's 2%. Meanwhile, they're jacking the rest of the fees. That that $80 gets wiped out by my increase in registering my vehicle. So whoopee-doo, Governor Moore and you Democrats. You wipe out that energy rebate in just one fell swoop with having to register my vehicle for $300 in the state of Maryland.
Well, you see, there is a solution, Sean. Why you're not riding your bicycle to work every day and saving that money is just a puzzle to all of us.
Yeah, kind of hard to ride it in the snow and ice, though.
Yeah, well, you could do it.
Yeah, probably. If I left the day before.
Yes. But just put a cot up in your office. It's spacious.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when Governor Tax Moore rides a bike to work, then I might think about it.
Because he's across the street, Sean.
Well, but again, when he rides a bike to work, okay. then I will as well.
I mean, you leave Government House, you walk across the street here in the Capitol.
We don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Or put it this way, when he pays his water bill.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's tough, man.
That is tough.
Yeah.
He had some trouble with that, to say the least. But come on, really? $80? I mean, you are responsible for a energy policy that is jacking up our rates all across the board. The Climate Control Act of 2022. He wants to get rid of gas cars by 2035. And you won't have an option of that. It's going to cost you more to buy a vehicle then. It's going to cost you more to charge your vehicle, to fill up your vehicle here in the state of Maryland. That has high taxes per gallon already. So these people are clowns. Let's face it. They just, and again, this was a photo op. This is what we're doing for the people of Maryland. As we're driving you out of the state, you'll get a $80 rebate on your utility bill.
You have a nice drive.
That last utility bill that you pay before you move, that'll be less expensive.
There you go. That's so special.
Isn't it? Jeez. All right, Ed Hale's going to join us right after the 8:30 news, get a reaction to those embarrassing state audits at Social Services and State Highway, and talk a little about the Key Bridge funding. There's a little battle between the Trump administration and the Moore administration over the minority set-asides, which, by the way, 29% of all business on these state contracts should be set aside for minority-owned businesses, according to Maryland. Rescue Natural Supplements go great together. For instance, the Omega-3s and the LDLX Q10 Red Yeast Rice. And that, of course, anytime you purchase the current promotion, any omega-3 supplement, whether it's Rescue 1250, 1250 Plus, 2500 TG, O3 Max, doesn't matter, whatever, it's an essential fatty acid or an omega-3. You can then purchase one, and you get the free bottle of LDLX Q10. That's the red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10, which is really effective in lowering cholesterol, lowering your triglycerides, and leading you over to more heart-healthy lifestyle. Use the coupon code TOGETHER to get this deal. That's TOGETHER. And that's an order on Omega 3 and get the free bottle of Rescue LD Alex Q10 at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Beginning on October 1st, drivers caught by speed cameras in Maryland will be paying higher fines. In May, Governor Wes Moore signed a bill to restructure the fines depending on how high above the limit a driver is going. According to the new law, drivers going 12 to 15 miles per hour over the limit will face a $40 fine, and the amounts increased to $425 for drivers exceeding the speed limit by 40 miles per hour or more. New highway markers are now in place on Rao Boulevard in Annapolis to honor the five Capital Gazette employees who were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. Rob Heisen, Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, Rebecca Smith, and Wendy Winters all killed when a man with a grudge against the paper forced his way onto the newsroom and opened fire. The victims' families attended Monday's dedication. Speakers expressed the importance of remembering the Capital Gazette 5 and the First Amendment. Baltimore Ravens fans headed to Baltimore's MT Bank Stadium last night with high hopes. They were frustrated. It was a 38-30 loss to the Detroit Lions. Sean has more details on that loss coming up on Stein on Sports in just a moment or two. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks reacting to the Trump administration's claim that Tylenol used during pregnancy may bring up an uptick in autism. Alsobrooks says the administration has drawn an unproven link between autism and pregnant women's use of acetaminophen. The senator says once again President Trump and Health and Human Secretary Services Robert F. Kennedy are abandoning science, spreading conspiracy theories, and betraying American families, especially mothers. She says for the sake of the American people's health and future, RFK Jr. must resign or be fired immediately. And the Maryland AG's office will not be filing charges against the city police officers involved in a deadly shooting in North Baltimore. Police shot and killed 25-year-old Jai Howell during a May 12th foot chase on York Road. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Au Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Lottery numbers, pick 3042, pick 44407, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just kind of cruising around the Beltway and just pulled up the camera here at the BW Parkway. The outer loop at the Parkway at 295 is really slow right here. No reports of anything coming in at this point, but obviously something going on as you're crossing 295 and eventually going down towards the ramp at Camp Meade Road at 170. So we're backed up now, back towards the area of the Baltimore County line. So we'll try to get an eyeball, see what that is, but be prepared for that delay. And the inner loop might actually pick up a delay as well if you're coming up from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a warm and kind of muggy start to the day with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Plan on some scattered showers and even some gusty thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. A few showers linger tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Rolling over once again, the Ravens last night, Monday Night Football. It was, well, not good. A 38-30 thumping on the ground by the Lions. So it's their only fourth loss in 26 primetime games, and only the second loss for Lamar Jackson against the NFC. He's like 24-2 against the NFC. So if the Ravens are going to turn things around, get into the playoffs, perhaps go all the way to the Super Bowl. Remember, they were the preseason favorite. They're going to have to fix their defense. And there wasn't much of that last night. And their ball security issues. Twice last night, the Ravens fumble in precarious positions. Once Lamar Jackson on 4th-and-2 at the goal line. And again, later on in the fourth quarter, Derrick Henry also fumbling at the their own 16-yard line. The Lions could only kick a field goal. And so that wasn't fatal, but, you know, again, death by a thousand cuts. And Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for 2 touchdowns apiece as, again, they controlled the line of scrimmage, they controlled time of possession, and they rolled up a lot of offensive yardage against the Ravens last night. Not a good showing from the defense, from the offense. Lamar Jackson said they've got to execute better.
I feel like the way we performed was a whole, like, a huge hole, but, you know, it's still the beginning of the season. You got a lot of work to do, and we just got to execute.
The defense, speaking of execution, was it that the former coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, John McKay, he was asked about how he thought of his team's execution. He said, "I'm all for it." So that, that could have been last night because the defense didn't do much better. Kyle Hamilton.
No excuses can be made at this point. If it's not one thing, it's another, and we just got, it's kind of like, we just got to patch everything up right now.
A lot more than just patching to do. The Ravens will hit the road, take on the Chiefs. The Birds are on the mound. Again, last home series of the season on the mound tonight for the Birds. Dean Kramer and for the Tampa Bay Rays, Ryan Pepio will pitch for the Orioles. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Bowser, she is asking that the Super Bowl be played in D.C. in 2031. They're expected to have a new stadium built by then to replace the old RFK stadium. And they're asking the NFL to kick off, because it will be a they'll have a cover on that thing. It'll be a retractable roof on that stadium. So we'll see what happens there. Let's look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Early this morning, we told you about those two embarrassing audits. Office of Legislative Services finds that the State Highway Administration spent $360 million in unauthorized funds, blowing a hole in the Transportation Trust Fund and perhaps Governor Moore's budget. And then the Social Services Administration were putting pedophiles, perverts, and sexual predators, they're putting foster children into their hands. Another embarrassing audit. Here was Governor Moore's reaction to those audits.
I think people know that accountability is of the highest priority for us in this administration. Some of the challenges that the audits have laid out were things that did not begin with our administration. They began under my predecessor. They began before our administration came on board. But despite the fact that the findings of the audit show challenges that happened before our administration came on board, the thing that they do know from our administration is that we believe in accountability, we believe in getting to the bottom of it, and we believe in making sure that we have systems that are actually serving the people of our state.
Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Baltimore businessman, owns The Blast. He's running for governor of the state of Maryland as a Republican, Ed Hale. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys.
Your reaction to Governor Moore blaming his predecessor and saying that he always takes accountability?
Well, that is not true. We all know that. What we're seeing here is the circular firing squad
with two governors that were running for president. They're running for, he's running for president. The previous governor was running for president. Maybe they missed something. You know, there's nobody really watching the state of Maryland, and blaming each other doesn't do any good. We got to find out what's really happening here.
Listen, Ed, let me put this in business terms. As I heard what the governor had to say, let's assume that you are hired to be the CEO of a corporation you've had no direct dealings with in the past, and you come in and you take the job after having done research as to what the job would entail. You figure it might be a good fit. So you say, what the hell, let's go ahead and do this. And you get in, and then you say, I know we have all kinds of problems, but they're the last CEO's problems, so I don't really have to address them. Do you think that the shareholders of that corporation would be happy with that?
Well, I can speak to that directly. I took over the Bank of Baltimore in 1991. I know that's ancient history, but as soon as I got there, I did a legal and I did a financial audit of including, you know, anything that we were spending, including 501c3s, which is another issue we have here. And I would take a look at how are we spending our money, how is the money being deployed. And, you know, that was a $5.4 billion bank, which would be about $25 billion today. Pretty good-sized bank, and it was a public company. And if you didn't straighten it up right away, get in there, find out what was happening right away, you're out. It's that simple.
You mentioned that we had actually three. We had Governor Moore currently, then Governor Hogan, and Governor O'Malley before that, who was interested in running for president. So we had this trend, this pattern of Maryland governors wanting to seek higher office. Would you 100% commit to being nothing more than the governor of Maryland? You have no presidential ambitions whatsoever?
Absolutely not. It's really kind of funny. People ask me, why are you doing this? And, I want to straighten up the state that I love. I love this place. I love the people here. And watching these previous governors just run for president and really ignore the problems that we have in the state, or really trying not to, or they aren't really trying to make it better, is a huge issue. And it's come home to roost right now.
How do you convince the voters of Maryland, who many of whom will simply vote Democrat because their grandparents voted Democrat in a very different Democrat party, one might mention, but how do you convince them to say what's happening now doesn't need to happen? We don't need to see this kind of constant unsatisfactory performance from our state government. We can do better, and we can do it for less money than you're currently being fleeced for. How do you convince them of that?
Well, I look at where we have a lot of problems, but I like to find solutions just like I would in any business. And I would attack this from the standpoint here, like to just take a look at the power plants that were shut down, four or five of them were shut down. And now our electric bills are going up. I think we should reopen them. And we should look at things from a pragmatic standpoint. You know, get somebody in there like me that can create jobs. I've created tens of thousands of jobs. There was an article that came out last night that said that there are 3,200 jobs lost in August in the state of Maryland workforce. You know, I was the guy that had to sign the front of the paycheck, fund the checking account to get these people in. So there's a real, I'm used to doing this. And I would do that trying to get more jobs in Maryland and not have people leave. You know, I was just listening to what they're going to have the Redskins, or Commander Stadium, is going to be the head of have the Super Bowl. You know, what the hell's that about? You know, if they're leaving, FBI's not coming, Six Flags are leaving. We have all these people leaving in PG County. What is going on here? Nobody seems to be paying attention to that kind of thing, to keep these people in here. The FBI's gone. They're gone because of what he did. You know, I think you got to get along with the president, whether you like him or you don't like him, but you don't poke him and say all these derogatory things and confront him when you're trying to get more jobs here and get more people here.
More with Ed Hale just a second. We'll get to this Key Bridge funding issue in just a second.
8:43 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Outer loop of the BW Parkway going from 895 down towards I-97. Still slow. It's trying to improve a little bit, but it looks like the wreck was between the parkway and the bridge at Camp Meade Road at 170. There's also slowing on the ramp from the inner loop to go south onto the parkway. Not sure again what that is. There could be an incident there just south of the parkway for that traffic. And now it looks like there may be a wreck on the beginning of this ramp from the inner loop onto the parkway. Two or three vehicles are involved. People now are standing outside of the vehicles. So if you're coming up the beltway trying to take the ramp onto 295 South, a combination of problems at the beginning of the ramp and then at the end of the ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today, high about 85, chance of a shower or thunderstorm a little bit later on, pretty much the same for this evening. Right now we're sunny at 68 in Arnold, it is 67 in Middle River. On our news hotline is Ed Hale, he's running for governor, Baltimore businessman as you know him, the Blast, the Bank of Baltimore, of course, First Mariner Bank, and a number of other businesses that he started as well. By the way, the website is haleforgov.com. It's haleforgov.com. So a little bit of a dust-up, Ed. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy sent a letter to Governor Moore basically saying, hey, as far as the funding for the Key Bridge goes, which we desperately need to rebuild, they're not going to honor any of this stuff with the DEI. There's a practice here in Maryland called minority set-aside, so that 29% of whatever state money or federal money comes in is going to be set aside for minority-owned businesses, and the governor's saying that they're going to try to work with the Trump administration on that. But what are your thoughts on that first, that minority set-aside, and could this be something that ends up affecting and impacting negatively the federal funds for the Key Bridge?
Absolutely. I think you got to focus on what we have to get done here. That's connect the Glen Burnie side to the Turner Station side of the bridge. We need to get that done. We got to forget about all that sort of thing. And I remember calling you guys a few days after the, and I spoke to you directly about this when it was over, when the bridge was down. I'm thinking this is going to be a tremendous problem. And if we don't all work together, including suing all the people that are responsible for this, starting that now, this is never going to get done in the time frame that's going to be acceptable to anyone. Everybody's really upset about this in my neighborhood. I'm over in Miller's Island. The people over Glen Burnie, people at Turner Station are livid over the lack of action that's happened here. So we should have sued everybody that's been involved in this. So you get this in the queue for in the public court system to get this done.
Yeah, I had a follow-up on that, Ed, and that is that I've had people tell me, and you would know because you've been doing this all your entire life, that sometimes these minority-owned businesses are shell companies, and they basically get the contract, they get the job, and then they bid it out, and they don't have actually minorities working for them anyway. It's just a way for them to get the gig. Has that been your experience, or is there something else going on here?
I've had some of that through my building career. Mm-hmm. I've had some of it. And I've had to work my way through it, and I'm not going to deny that that's what goes on. But right now, I just think that there should be a focus of getting along with the federal government, not poking the federal government, because that's what he's doing. He's been doing this, and he's making Trump and his cabinet secretaries angry. And if they could fix his wagon, they're going to. But it's going to be to the detriment of the Marylanders. If I become governor, I can guarantee you that we'll get along a little bit better. And I haven't seen Donald Trump for 19 years. I know him. I haven't seen him for 19 years. But I believe that I could get along with him a whole lot better than what's been going on right now. And we could get this thing going.
That's kind of a low bar, Ed, isn't it?
Jeez.
I could get along better than the guy who's poking him in the eye every day. Yeah, I think so. Ed, I think it's Sean Duffy who is the one who stated very clearly that they're not going to observe these DEI things. They're not going to observe the minority set-asides. They want a bid for a series of bids for rebuilding the bridge that are colorblind and simply get the job done in a cost-effective manner for the citizens of Maryland. At the same time, you do have laws here in this state that say all these construction jobs, you have to have a minority set aside. How do you get past that impasse?
I look at this pretty simply, guys. I believe that we should use Marylanders to do the demolition, to do the engineering, to do the construction, and not get out-of-town people or any set-asides. We have a job to do, and that is to build that bridge now. And to have this kind of nonsense pop up at the, year and a half later is ridiculous. And, I would do what I can to stop it. I would stop it all.
Meanwhile, we're looking at all sorts of an energy crisis. There is predictions of rolling blackouts, and they're out there handing back $40 a couple times a year in energy rebates, and it's going to drop in the bucket to what they've done to us on permits and fees and increases, a $1.67 billion tax increase. Would you commit to pursuing nuclear as one of the energy options for Maryland?
Well, I joke about this, but it's not a joke. I wasn't a good student. I didn't take physics, but I have learned about how you build a nuclear power plant and how you can finance it. I've learned about that, how you depreciate it and how you can give the ratepayers less money because if you have clean nuclear power at a lower price than what we have right now. But the first thing I would do is get the power plants that were shut down. You have the one plant that was shut down is right here at Middle River. Yeah, you can't redo that one. That was demolished. But then you got Paul Smith plant in Williamsport. There's Chalk Point, Gould, and Warrior Run in Allegheny County. They're all coal and gas-powered. Start them back up again. Stop this.
All right, the website is hailforgov.com, hailforgov.com. Ed, thanks for joining us again this morning. I'm sure we'll be talking again in the near future.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. That's hailforgov.com. It is 8:50, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
8:51, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Now, that piece of good news, Sean.
Yes, indeed. Brought to you by Town Appliance. Right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs. A 64-year-old man from Virginia, his name is Jeff Garacci. He suffered a massive heart attack while driving last month, just as he was leaving the gym. Luckily, the spot where his car crashed, right next to a cardiologist's office. Dr. Deepak Talreja runs outside, sees the man has a heart attack, and took swift action performing CPR and saved his life. Here's Dr. Talreja and Jeff talking about what had happened.
So when I got to your car, what I saw was the windshield was shattered and your airbags were deployed and it was hard to see you. You weren't breathing and you didn't have a pulse. SCD, sudden cardiac death. But fortunately, he got things restarted very quickly, and so God was watching out for him for sure.
It's such a testimony of God's greatness, of all the things that had to happen to keep me alive. I'm blessed. Like, it's a miracle.
What are the odds?
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it really is.
It is. A really feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's still a late problem on the Beltway. We don't see it because the camera here at the BW Parkway is not looking down the Beltway towards Camp Pete Road. But we're backed up to Hollins Ferry Road for the traffic coming south, trying to get across the parkway, and eventually it looks like down to an accident scene before Camp Pete Road at Route 170. The accident that was on the inner loop near the ramp at the BW Parkway is now in the painted out area. That ramp to go south onto the BW Parkway is still slow, indicating that there could be a problem on the parkway going south towards West Nursery Road. So that's still a problem over on the southwest side. 95 still slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel through 395 at Camden Yards. Finally does get better after the ramp at Caton Avenue. We're a little bit slow northbound through that area as well. 895 late backing at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and there's still some slow pockets, especially on the Beltway coming down the west side from 795 towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today, 85, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm right now, 68, and mostly sunny in Pasadena, 66 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next. And Kim, I'm wondering if you could shed some light on a mystery.
All right. Yeah.
Candace Owens is upset
yeah.
that she was not invited to the Kirk Memorial Sunday.
Uh-huh. And 4 days ago, what she was saying is MAGA under Trump is dead. And then she didn't get invited. I mean, kill surprise.
She's having a bad week because I saw where Brigitte, I should say, said she's introducing both, photographic and scientific evidence to prove that she is a female. And
why not just the DNA?
Just the DNA would be.
Yeah, I don't know about the
I don't need the pictures, really.
But she's, I guess she's upset. You know what? I actually feel bad for Brigitte in all of this, because the fact that she has to go through this, and as a woman, I would never want to have to go through this. I mean, it's horrible what some of these rumors have been. Now, of course, I don't know if they're true or not, right? It's like, I don't know. I'll watch with everybody else. But, you know, you can't claim to be a Christian and do things like this. It's just, you know, it's crazy to me. But, look, if she's having a bad week, I'm having a fantastic week.
Well, I think she misses her 15 minutes of fame.
Yes,
you know,
her,
it's 15 minutes of fame are done, and now she's saying, well, what happened? I was really popular 15 minutes ago.
Yep.
All right, what's coming up on Kim Klasick Live?
All right, of course, we're going to start the show talking about Governor Wes Moore and how he's trying to pass the buck. Of course, always blaming Governor Larry Hogan. Look, and I'm not saying that the audits didn't start, you know, or the bad billing didn't start under Larry Hogan. What I will say is that Governor Wes Moore had to have known that this was going on under his watch, right? I mean, we've had budget issues from the very beginning with him. He spent that surplus and just kept on running. So we're going to talk about that. I thought Mackenzie Frost did a great job asking him questions, as always. And then,
of course, you got Ferguson in the middle. Yeah. We look at this thing every year. That's how we figure out how to fund these agencies.
Right.
Well, if you're looking at it every year, then you must have missed something.
Yeah. You know what? Look, Maryland Public Schools in math, not the best. All right? So, I'll give him some grace on that. Of course, we're going to talk about Tylenol. That's a big question of the day. Do people believe that there is possibly this link between Tylenol and autism when taken, you know, prenatal? So I don't know. I think there's a lot of mixed reaction on social media.
I'm just real glad I passed my childbearing years.
Well, there.
But your childbearing hips are still there.
Oh, yes.
You walked right into that one.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. I've not been able to lose that extra 60 pounds.
Touche.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you get more of that coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. By the way, our good buddy Rob Carson is hosting or emceeing an event coming up this weekend, September the 27th. It'll start at 2:30 and end at 7 o'clock. This is going to be for a meet and greet for John Myrick, the Republican candidate for governor of Maryland. And it's going to be at Flying Point Park in Edgewood. It's an open forum town hall. You get to ask the candidate questions and express concerns about Maryland's future. There'll be county and state reps there, law enforcement, political associates, all been invited to attend. And so Rob's going to emcee the event. That, of course, is September the 27th, and that'll be at 2:30 until 7 at Flying Point Park in Edgewood. So check that out.
All right, we're very tight on time here since we're toward the top of the hour, but I want to have this one soundbite for you, because Hakeem Jeffries, who later in the conversation actually basically threatened Republicans, saying basically, well, Donald and from is going to be gone, and we're still in the statute of limitations. We're going to come get you. But he began his griping about the millions of Americans whose medical costs are about to skyrocket.
Tens of millions of Americans are about to experience dramatic increases in premiums, copays, and deductibles, in part based on their refusal to extend the premium tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans have effectively ended medical research in this country.
Ended medical research in this country.
That's not entirely accurate.
No, it's not, because the ones who are being affected are the ones who were on Medicaid who weren't supposed to be on Medicaid in the first place.
We have ended the experimentation on beagles by Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.